Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans all over the world. We are welcoming you on this very day. I believe today is the 7th day of July in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now in Zurich, Switzerland is approximately 1.5 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. Therefore, wherever you are, we are welcoming you. That this is Radio Biafra live transmission, as always. There is nowhere on this planet we cannot broadcast from. It doesn't matter what it is. Our technology is exceptional. There is nothing we cannot do to reach our people all over the world. As we are now broadcasting from Zurich, here in Switzerland, this message is being listened to all over the world via satellite. People are listening to us via radiobiafra.co. If you go to peopleofbiafra.org, you will hear us. If you go to biafrarestoration.com, you will hear us. If you go to Biafra Television, we are there. If you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, you will receive Radio Biafra. If you have tuned in or have subscribed to tune in, you will get Radio Biafra there. There are a multitude of platforms playing Radio Biafra transmission to the hearing of humanity. That is why we are formidable. There is nothing we cannot do, because we are uniting the children of God under the banner of truth and honesty. Everywhere there are human beings on this earth. What we are doing has never been done before, never attempted in the history of freedom fighting. We want to do this in style, in the Biafran style. They denied us between 67 and 70 because we were ill-prepared. This time around, we are prepared and making sure that we leave no stone unturned in the pursuit of what we know to be rightfully ours. Therefore, as we welcome you, as we say all the time, we ask you to welcome other people. I am sitting here before me around a group of Biafrans here in Zurich, some with their families. It's a delight and an honor to be here, to see such level of preparedness. Maybe the society they are living in it has somehow rubbed off on them. This place is very, very precise. No wonder they make wristwatches here. This place is very, very tidy, well-structured. Everything is where it's supposed to be. And we can report to the world that our people here in Zurich are copying the people that are living in their land and doing things the way it should be done. I have been highly impressed since I came, and I continue to be impressed by the clinicality, the precision, the dedication, and the hard work they have brought to bear in service of their country. To all of you here, I welcome you. To all Biafrans across Switzerland, we welcome you. To all Biafrans all over the world, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to our brothers in the far eastern part of the world, those who have dedicated their lives in service to their country. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I am honored to be in your midst. I am humbled to be here. And together, all of us are going to get Biafra. Not just any useless Biafra, not a Biafra that will look like the Zoological Republic, not a Biafra that will look like any other country in Africa. We are going to build a civilization worthy of emulation by everybody upon this very earth, because we are the children of the Most High God. The reason why I am here today preaching this very gospel is to tell you who you are, because most of you do not know. I am here to tell you that you are directly descended from God Himself. A very special breed of people upon this very place, this very planet that we live in, that we inhabit. No people like us, none whatsoever. I can prove it to you. If you want it, I'll give you all my proof this very evening, if you care to see them. That is what we are here to do, to take you home to where you belong. You don't belong in Switzerland. You don't belong in Zurich. You can visit here if you want to. Your home is Biafra land. That is where you come from. The reason why we are doing what we are doing is so we can take our children back to where they come from. Because somebody gave birth to a child and named the child Ahamefula. If we remain here, we will be obliterated. History will not be kind to us. That is why we have come here today to preach this gospel as we have done all around the world. The barrister has joined me. Very shortly you shall hear the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law. But for now, all we are doing is to make sure that we bond this family together. From today onwards, any Biafran coming to Zurich will be received in Zurich. Anybody from Zurich traveling to anywhere in the world, we will have our family. We will have the indigenous people of Biafra. They will welcome you as well. They will take care of you. It is their duty. It is their obligation. Because this family is impregnable, the largest of its kind anywhere on this planet. The indigenous people of Biafra are in over 88 countries and counting. We want to do this thing in a way that those coming after us remember us. One thing is paramount: truth and honesty. If you're not truthful, you have no business here. If you are not honest, you cannot be with us. All we ask of you in dedication of service to your country is to remain truthful and honest at all times, regardless. All the principal officers serving their country in various capacities, I have your names here. You must be truthful. You must be honest that Chukwu Abiam may love thee. Very, very important. If there is any sign of fraud, misconduct, or conduct unbecoming of a genuine Biafran, Biafra will not come, because Chukwu Abiam will not entrust his own kingdom on this earth into the hands of those who are unclean. Therefore, it is important, it is of absolute necessity that you refrain from anything that will contaminate you. As for us, we remain incorruptible. Incorruptible. By which I mean that in our conduct, in service to our country, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, without blemish. The only thing that we can be accused of is that we are fanatical about our country. For me, the only thing that matters in life is Biafra. Everything else is ordinary and secondary to me. Everything, including family. There is nothing I will not sacrifice for Biafra. Nothing. Because maybe someday some of you will understand Biafra the way I do. And when you understand Biafra the way I do, there is nothing you wouldn't give to be worthy to be called a Biafran, living free in that land that Chukwu Abiam gave to us. That is why we are here, and I thank all of you. Before we go any further, even before I invite the barrister to please address you and the rest of our people all over the world, we will go to our people here to give us a very brief prayer. Very, very brief. Because Chukwu Abiam is our God. Without Chukwu Abiam, we cannot do what we are doing today, that we are here in this place broadcasting. You can see the equipment I brought with me, and the whole world is listening. On different platforms, including satellite, our signal will go from here to London, from London to our providers, they put it in outer space. So that people listening in the villages, including my own family, this very moment, they are receiving Radio Biafra on satellite. Anything you discuss here with me will be heard all over the world. That is a testament to our endurance and our ability to deliver on anything we say we are going to do. The enemies may try, but they can't succeed, because we are the children of God. That is why, if you are part of us, you must not ever, ever, ever contemplate retreat nor surrender. We are not going to stop until Biafra comes. There will be no exile. It's either we get Biafra or we'll be in the grave, dead. There is no alternative. We will not go to Abuja. We will not sit down with any politician, talk less of negotiating with them. Any day we do that, we have sold out. We are no longer Biafrans. We are no longer as puritanical as we claim to be. That is why anything we say, we back it up. Those that know us, they understand us. They can gossip, but nobody can say we have been disloyal to our country. Nobody can say that. They may say we are stubborn, we are too rigid, we do things in a particular way. Yes, a lot of that is very wonderful. You cannot say that you saw me dining with Roger Sokoracha. Nobody can come out and accuse us of serving the interest of Nigeria or asking Nigerians to register at the back when you come to the front to tell us you're fighting for Biafra. That is fraudulent and unacceptably so. You must be pure, very, very resilient and mentally tough. Not at the slightest hint of trouble you fall apart. We need men and women who are very, very strong, and I'm grateful we have them here in Zurich. Please, my dear brother, you will pray that humanity may understand that when every other race is abandoning God, that the only people still naming their children Chidiabere, Chukwuebuka, are Biafran people. When entire humanity are playing with the word of God, that we remain faithful to who we are, because we know who made us, and that entity is Chukwuebiama. That doesn't change. And because of that, we will not change. Please go ahead.
In Jesus' name. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
He's off. Your microphone is off. Go ahead.
In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, everlasting Father, the I am that I am. We, your children, have gathered here this evening to fight for our own right. Before we ask you, Father, Lord, we are thanking you for the life of our director, Chief Nnamdi Kanu. Lord, you have been using him to bless our land. You have been using him to fight our cause. We pray thee, Lord, to always encourage him to go further in Jesus' name. Lord, our Heavenly Father, many of us are scattered all over the world. Many of us are still unbelievers of Biafra. We, the few that believed, Lord, as we are transmitting tonight from Zurich, we are begging you, Lord, to touch their hearts so that they will come back to us in Jesus' name. We are fighting a peaceful cause. We've never thought of resorting to violence. Lord, because we are peaceful, please give us back what is ours in Jesus' name. Amen. Let the world know that the stone the builders rejected later became the cornerstone. That is all we are asking you tonight. We are also asking you to cover us with the blood of Jesus. Cover us with the blood of Jesus, so that everything we are discussing tonight will touch everybody wherever he or she is around the world. Please, Lord, guard and protect us. Don't bring any enemy into our midst tonight, so that we transmit peacefully and go home peacefully. Guard and protect our leader. In Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome our people. Our lines are going off already. We ask them to wait. Before we go on to present the news headlines accompanying this summary and have Biafrans all over the world acknowledge the marvelous work that those of you in Switzerland are doing, especially here in Zurich, because I'm impressed with the turnout here. We must first of all go to the very eminent best of our club, but it's amazing. Who as ever reliably has joined us from London? Barrister, please, if you can hear my voice, our people are here. And they are the indigenous people of Biafra. They answer to Biafras in Switzerland. But they live in Zurich. They have their counterparts and their brothers and sisters all over the world answering the same name wherever they are. But collectively and together as one massive family, we are the indigenous people of Biafra. You will please accept very graciously their presence. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. Good evening. I hope my voice is coming out clearly.
It is coming out clearly. Please go ahead.
Okay. Director, we thank you, Kwabiyama, for your safe arrival. We spoke with her for your conference. On landing, we spoke again. May Kwabiyama take the glory for your safe travel and safe arrival in Swiss. Good evening, fellow Biafrans, those who are hosting Director. I know that all of you have been waiting for him for a long time, and now you have him. And I pray you look after him, all of you individually. I can see all of you are smiling graciously. May Chukwuebiama bless all of you. Director is in your midst. I'm sure he brought the blessings of Chukwuebiama and the grace of Biafra to all of you. And I hope you accept all in kindness what he's going to tell you, the message he's bringing with him. and every other stories in relation to the restoration of Biafra. I thank all of you. I take the same opportunity to thank every Biafran wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We are always on air, AM, PM, regardless of where we are. Director was with us a few hours ago. Now he is in Switzerland. This is how we do things. No matter where we are, we still carry on what we are doing. We don't give excuses. We don't look back. We don't say, please forgive us for this or that. We carry on. Because Chukwu Adeoma is our witness. We do things in a stylish way. Our everything we do is unconventional. We don't operate at the same latitude like others. We create our own tempo. We create our own stylish way of doing things. Because we are different. We have this unique way of seeing ourselves because we are proud of who we are. And that's why we want to restore Biafra at all costs. We did not say any excuse or this or that at all costs because Biafra must come. That is our existence. That's our pride. That is our nation. May God bless all of you as you quietly listen to the voice that is coming from London. A Biafra like all of you. I welcome all of you. With Director at the helm of affair, he will lead us into today's program and beyond until Biafra is restored. Fellow Biafra, please, you know the usual story. Get your pen and paper. The director always has information at his fingertips and everything is evidenced. Nothing we say here without having a proof for what we say. Once again, I thank all of you, those who have the interest of Biafrans at heart, those who are looking after Biafrans, and Biafrans who are looking after Biafrans. May God bless all of you with all the contributions you make for everything, for every endeavor we ask for. It's usually done, usually fulfilled. God will also do the same for you. For Chukwu Adeoma is our only God that we will worship through eternity. We will not prevaricate. We will not look back. We will not bend back. Once you push up, we will not forward. We don't fall back. Good evening to all of you once again. Director, as always, I will stand by. Call on me. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the barrister. The best line is too much. People are complaining very bitterly. Yes, please. If you can turn the best line down a bit, that will do it. The best line is a bit high, is a bit much. And so we continue. Unless we have somebody there permanently, that of course you can hear my voice now, but when the caller starts calling in, then we can start adjusting it. Maybe that's better. So if you can lower it as much as possible, turn it down as much as possible, please, if you may. This is Radio Biafra. I need to make sure that my own volume, that my own voice is not too high. No, it's not now. I think it's perfect now. It is better. So we continue to do what we are doing. Please go and get your pen and your paper very, very ready. Get it handy, please, because you are going to need it. Our pen and paper, get it handy. We are going to need it, please. The number to call today, the number we are going to use throughout our sojourn here in Switzerland is +41 779 821 612. I repeat, +41 779 821 612. +41 is the number for Switzerland. That is where we are today. We are also on Tango and we are on Viber as well. That remains the Radio Biafra studio line in Biafra land. The number is +234 817 303 5744. The number of Radio Biafra with which you can get hold of us on Viber and also on Tango. We are on Skype. Our Skype name is simply Radio Biafra. Once you add that to your Skype contact list, you can call us. If you call us, we take your call. If you're very lucky, because as you see this evening, even the lines are going off already. We receive thousands upon thousands of calls every blessed day. And we are happy for it, because there are Biafrans all over the world. Those are our numbers, and also the coordinator's line is open. Rapid Response 68 for all the principal officers of state serving their country, Biafra, in various capacities around the world. Our number here today is not the Radio Biafra studio line in London. It is +41, which is the line for Switzerland, +41 or 00 41 or 00 941 if you're calling from the zoo. It's +41 779 821612. I believe that from Uche. Yes, Uche is saying my voice is okay. Thank you very much. We continue to do this very work, and thank you to everybody that sent in messages regarding how loud my voice were earlier. We welcome you. This is your radio station, Radio Biafra. This is our mobile unit. Our main studio is in London. Our job is very simple. We will not fail you. But sometimes you need to reassure us as well that you will not fail us. Very, very important. We will not go forward and then go backwards and tell you, oh, okay, see, me, that's the way they do it. That day, you know, we have compromised. There is only one way to get Biafra, to go and take our freedom. The template has been there since the dawn of humanity on earth. When Frederick Lugard came, he did not ask anybody for permission. Did they ask you permission before they formed Nigeria?
No.
Huh?
No.
Was there any confab?
No.
I can't hear you.
No.
Mba. Mba. Even the child is saying no. There was no confab. Can anybody tell me here the meaning of the word Nigeria? What does it mean? What's the meaning of Nigeria in Ibibio language? In Igbo language? Does it mean anything?
No.
How about those that answer Nigerian? So who are they? Amazing. We keep our approach very simple. We present news in a style and in a way that makes it palatable for people who English is not their first language. Very, very important that we do things the way we do. That is why everybody listens to Radio Biafra, including the Swiss government. Everybody listens, because on this platform they get the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, because we don't lie. We don't know how to. We speak the truth always. That was the oath we took. And as Dr. Oge Edozokwe said, that is the oath that each and every one of you must take. To remain without fear in the presence of your enemies, regardless of how daunting the task is. The same heart that Joshua had is what you must all possess. To speak the truth all the time, even if it leads to your death. Very, very important. You cannot afford to be untruthful. You are not allowed that leverage. You cannot be. Or else Chukwu Abiyama will draw his grace from us. That is why we ask him, we beg, we plead, and say to Chukwu Abiyama, we know that you are God. The clearest manifestation, the clearest fulfillment that you exist as the creator of the heavens and the earth is to give us Biafra. Because we are your children. We are your children. And for that reason and reason alone, you must reveal, you must remove, you must banish this veil of darkness that has come upon us. Very, very important. We go on to present the news this very day and the accompanying news summary. Wherever you are on this planet, this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Not two, not three, not four. We don't have any imitation. We don't have anybody remotely close to doing what we are doing, because we are formidable, exceptionally formidable, and we are going to prove it. They are telling you today, for those of us that love Suya back home, the Christian Association of Nigeria is urging Christians to stop eating Suya, that they may have been poisoned by Boko Haram, intent on killing you, intent on taking over your land, intent on making sure that all these beautiful children do not go back to where they come from. Which means that in the next two generations, your names will disappear. I'll give you a very simple example. I have one child, one son, Unemeka. If Unemeka decides to go and marry somebody from Portugal and not come home, I don't say don't marry somebody from Portugal, but bring them home. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Unless where you come from, a woman marries a man. I don't know for you people. Where we come from, a man marries a woman. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Not the other way around. No. Of course, when you come to Europe, they can kick you out if you mess up. But back where we come from, we marry them. They don't marry us.
Yes.
If my son decides to marry somebody who doesn't want to come home, they have children. And those kids decide not to come home. What happens to the Kano family? Closed and closed forever. As simple as that. We don't want that to happen. We bear the name Ahamefule. That is why we must make sure we protect our name. And the only way for us to do it is to walk in unison as one. If you defend Biafra, you defend your name. Don't defend and get Biafra. Your name will disappear. All of us, we need Biafra more than Biafra needs us. Because with Biafra, we begin to restore our dignity that has been shattered and lost for very many years. That's why we are here. And that is why you've been doing what you've been doing all this while. They're asking you not to eat suya because they're killing you. I believe that the high rate of death, the high rate of mortality in Biafra land is as a result of food poisoning. When we were small, we used to bury one person in 2 years. We started burying people once every year. These are very old people, mind you. Now it is a thing of joy and to be boastful that I'm attending a burial. You see people, they will tell you, I went to bury my uncle. I'm just coming back to bury my sister. I hear Jan Yisi. Akwamozu. That you want to bury somebody is something of joy to us. Such morbid culture we must consign to the scrap heap of history. That is why they are warning you not to eat suya. The 19 new states proposed by the expired Zoological Republic and their capital. There are no jobs, no schools, no good roads, no water, no electricity, people dying every day, kidnapping, nepotism, all manner of abominable deeds. These men they sent to the confab in Abuja, they are telling us that the best way to solve the problem of the zoo is by creating more states. We have the states here and their capitals, if we have time to go through them. Not because we are reporting news on the zoo, but to remind humanity that these are not the sort of people that you stay with. You don't stay with them. No, you don't. Nigerian soldiers behaving like Boko Haram members, according to Wole Soyinka, the Yoruba man. He has spoken again. Sometimes he makes a bit of sense, but this is what we've been reporting all this while. After all, the chief sponsor of Boko Haram is a retired major general. Another chief sponsor of Boko Haram is a retired general. All heads of state. So why shouldn't their own soldiers they recruited be involved in the killing of unarmed, innocent men and women in the name of Allah? Funny enough, dude, most of you know that today is the anniversary of the bombing. The 7/7 in London in 2005. Do you know that? Today is the anniversary. 7/7. 2005. When the beloved Muslims, cherished and loved so much by the British, killed British people on their own soil. In 2005. Nobody wants to see such a thing. A woman was burnt. Her face peeled off. Her face melted away from her face. Families suffered terribly because of that. We are not terrorists. Sometimes I go through the airport and I say to them, why can't you see my name? Once you see that my name is Biafran, there is no need for you to search me. It's not in our blood, it's not in our nature to go out and kill people senselessly. Instead, other people come to kill us. But all that rubbish is coming to an end very, very soon. Thanks to you and thanks to the efforts they have made here. The National Conference delegate receives notice of attack. There is insecurity there as well. as the same zoo itself brings in security upon every aspect of life on a daily basis in that very abominable contraption. Can somebody tell me who founded Switzerland?
Nobody.
Huh? Who founded Switzerland?
Nobody.
Who named it Switzerland? Who founded the zoo called Nigeria? Is he a, the same person founding Nigeria? Is he a Nigerian? Amazing, isn't it? So you cannot remember who founded Switzerland?
No. There are four or five men that came together to decide they want to live together.
Four or five men. Four or five families came together to decide to live together. Is that correct?
Yes.
And today they're in peace.
Yes.
And doing very well.
They have the same culture.
The same culture. Prospering.
Same religion.
Same religion. All one people, the Swiss people. How many religions do you have where you come from?
Millions.
In case, do you know it extends to religion? Do you know that? Hence, Onyenachia. Do you understand that? Worship anything you want to worship. That is your prerogative. That is your business between you and your God. But let what you're doing not interfere with the well-being of other people. That's what we're saying. The North wants a fresh vote. They have come down to Abuja. They are saying that the vote creating the new 19 states is unacceptable to them. So they want it quashed. And a new vote conducted to determine if they want to create states or not. And also we are reporting today that in the hometown of Boko Haram, that they are struggling to keep away the attackers. Boko Haram is doing exactly the same thing that ISIS is doing in Iraq. They now want to attack, eliminate, and control territories. They are no longer content with carrying out terrorist attacks. They now want to control their own territories. Did you hear about the guy in Iraq that said he's the new caliph of all Muslims in the world? Al-Baghdadi. You know that? What's his name? Al-Baghdadi. He is named after Baghdad, which means he has no father. He was probably born on the road. So you don't know there's a town called Tafawa Balewa. Do you know that? You don't know? Do you know there's a town called Shagari? It's just like growing up and somebody answering Mr. Omuaya or Mr. Imo State. Aminu Kanu, from Kanu, born on the road. Where you come from, if you don't have Ikunna, you have Ikunna.
Yes.
If you don't have, at least you may not have a father if the man is missing or if the woman doesn't know who got her pregnant. But at least we know who the mother is. Is that correct?
Sure, yes.
You go to your mother's village. You are called one DM. They will take care of you.
Yes.
They will give you land to build a house if you are a boy.
Yes.
Some of the things that we have forgotten. The only people on this planet Earth where every boy, regardless of how small you are a landlord. You must be a landlord in your life. Is that correct?
Yes.
You must be a landlord. I have never seen people do this type of thing anywhere in on this planet. Never, ever, ever. If you come from even Switzerland, they'll say, oh, if you cannot buy a house, if you're lucky, when your parents are writing their will, they'll mention your name. They'll give you the kitchen and the house. Maybe you convert it into a loft space or something. If you're not lucky, they'll give all the money to an animal sanctuary somewhere. That's what they do now. They give it to cat home or dog home. Don't you know that?
Yes,
sir. So when you ever hear, when your father starts to buy too many dogs or cats, you begin to worry. Especially if they're about to die. Because their will say, I give everything to the dog home or where they look after cats. And you're finished. But where you come from, as long as you're a male child, circumcised on the eighth day that you were born, One day, you'll be a landlord. Compulsory. We are the only people that do this anywhere in the world. The only people. No other race does it. No other race. And people are telling me I have to be in Nigeria. That's what I can't understand. What can Nigeria offer me? If we are separate as a people, running our country, developing our institutions, we would have perfected all of these things and humanity will copy from us. But instead, we are everywhere, all of us struggling and begging for papers. You have survived to come through the desert. You swam across the Mediterranean Sea. Most of those you came with, they died in the desert. Most drowned in the Mediterranean. You get to Europe and you are begging them for paper to stay in their country. As if all these beautiful buildings fell from heaven. For goodness sake. Are you telling me if we build all these things in Imbiri, it will fall down? Will it fall down there? It is called humiliation. You get to this place, you start scrambling for papers. You start begging people to marry you so that you can stay here. It happened to all of us. Everybody. Who said it didn't happen to them? Who are you? It happened to everybody. If you are born here, it happened to your parents. It happened to everybody, myself included. You'll be going about begging, you go to nightclub, begging a woman to marry you. Am I lying? Normally, if you are very lucky, the girl agrees to be seeing you. It won't be up to 1 week you propose marriage. Am I lying? 1 week. And then the girl will say, you don't even know my surname. You don't even know where I live. And you're claiming you love me. You want to marry me. And then when you go home to get married, the girl at home will ask you, have you been married before? Because they know what we do here. Because on radio, Biafra will preach the truth. You may not like it, it's normal, but the question is it the truth? If it is, then we tell it here. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring the news in greater detail. An official of the Christian Association of Nigeria, the Southeast Bishop Emmanuel Chukwuma, he's a good man, I know him personally, have warned of the possibility of Boko Haram resorting to the use of suya as a means of spreading their jihad across the south of the country by poisoning millions of innocent people. According to Khan, Boko Haram intends to step up its terror campaign across the zoo with plans to deploy 6,000 fundamentalist recruits across the south of the country. It added that as part of this campaign, Boko Haram intends to import poisonous powder which suya sellers will lace their meats with in a bid to kill millions. Do you know what that powder is? Anthrax and ricin. It kills you. You die off. When you go and eat Hausa suya and you're very sick, you go back home, then you remember that De Okonkwo said something to you that he will kill you many years ago. You don't know it's the suya you ate that is killing you. You don't know it's the watermelon, the tomatoes from the north that are killing our people. He says your next door neighbor is your stepmother that has been planning to kill you all this while. The woman is innocent. We have gotten to the point whereby people are planning to kill us. I want somebody to tell me today, what wrong did we do to Hausa Fulani people? I want to know. That is why when people are envious of Radio Biafra, I tell them to go and ask their mother, because she must have been with a Hausa Fulani man. Envy. You took our money, we didn't complain. You killed us 3.5 million. We only remember them on the 30th of May. We never complained. You sell, you can only sell building materials. After Dangote, we said, fine. Anything they say, we say, okay, there's no problem. Then why are you killing us? What is the rationale behind the killing of our people? They are killing us because they want to take over your land. Your land is the only place across the entire West Africa that Islam did not touch the Atlantic Ocean. In other words, you are the last barrier between the conquest of the kingdom of heaven by the forces of darkness of the earth. The last people. If Islam makes it into the Atlantic Ocean by taking Biafra land, Lucifer would have won this battle on this earth, because people are abandoning God all over the place. We are the only children of God left, capable of resisting them. There is no Islam. You know, in Israel there is Islam. You know that? Yeah. They live side by East Jerusalem, West Jerusalem. Is that correct?
Yes.
Do you know that in Ethiopia they allowed Islam to come in? Now Islam outnumbered them. But the thing is that the prime minister of Ethiopia said no Muslim will run for prime minister's office. They said it openly. Are you aware of that? The man said that a visitor is a visitor. That they are visitors, they cannot run. In Ethiopia, they are planning to run. And any day they go into office, Ethiopia is gone. I told them, the only place we are Chukwu Abiam, that is why God has no choice. I'm telling you the truth. This is the trick. God has no choice but to deliver Biafra. The only place on this very planet Earth, the only place here where there is no Islam, is in Biafra land. That is the only place. We are the only people left. God has three children that he blessed. Biafra, Ethiopia, and Israel. Only three. In Israel, they are struggling with Muslims. Who lives here? Who lives there? In Ethiopia, it's a matter of time. Islam will overrun them. We are the only people still intact. So Chukwu Abiama knows that if I allow these ones to go as well, there is no place I can call my own again. In a place I created. That's why he has no choice than to bless us and to deliver us. Because they want to kill us. They want to create more 19 states. The details of the new states proposed by the ongoing national conference to be created in addition to the 36 already in existence have been identified. What is the landmass of the zoo that they want to create states upon? Let's not even go into that. I want to give you some of the names of the states. Have you heard the states? There is a place they call Edu State, which will be created out of the present Niger State. It will be made up of Agagi, Bida North, Edati, Abakoba, Kacha, Lapai, Labon, Mokwa local government with its capital in Bida. Apa State will be carved out of the present Benue State and made up of Agatu, Apa, Otrupo, Oju, Obi, Ohimini. Ohimini. They said they are not Igbo people. Opoku, Obadigbo, local government areas with the capital in Otrupo. There is a place they want to call Kainji State. You know, because the dam is not working. Do you know there's a dam on River Niger? Called Kainji Dam. Oh, dear Lord. You don't hear about Kainji Dam anymore because you hear about generators. That Kainji Dam is there to generate electricity. Do you know that? Electricity. Because it has been empty for very long, with only fishes in the water and the dammed areas. They are trying to create a Kainji State. So the Kainji power station is now a state. They will receive the allocation. Anybody unfortunate enough to come from Nigeria, may Satan have pity upon your soul. Not God, Satan. Kainji State. Where there is Kainji Dam, there is now going to be a state. And the capital of that state will be in one of the turbines that is to be generated electricity. That will be the capital. One of the turbines there. Kainji State. We can't go through this as an insult to common sense. America has only 50 states, as if 51, including Alaska. Do you know how big America is? Do you know that Texas alone is bigger than West Africa? Only Texas. And it's one state. One state. You fly for 2 hours from one, from Corpus Christi, I'm sure, to Houston, Texas. Very, very far. One state. In the zoo, they want to keep creating states that they have turned them into ordinary local authorities. All in a bid to get that money. Allocation. That is the only thing. Fuel is just allocation. All the states they created, can you see any development in them? We were growing at the rate of 42% when Michael Lopara was running the entire Biafra land. Minus Midwest. Under Mbakwe, we were growing at the rate of 32% in Imo State then. Every blessed year. Year on year, real terms growth. Not the type of Okonji, Wall and Jonathan. By rebasing. Nothing was rebased. Proper economics. Can anybody tell me one functioning factory in Imo State that is employing more than 50 people? One does Ebonyi State have a, do you know what the factory is in Ebonyi? Hamakwenye factory in Ebonyi State. Yeah? I think they have a place they make pure water. I've seen pure water factory. And a place where they sell children. A very big, doing very big business there. Baby factory. No, seriously speaking, since they closed in Calago cement factory, is there any factory in Ebonyi State right now as we speak? Is there any factory in Abia? And they're creating more states. Amazing. The Nobel laureate, Professor Wole Soyinka, has likened Nigerian soldiers to the dreaded Islamist sect Boko Haram. Speaking on Saturday night at the grand finale of Wole Soyinka Prize for Literature in Africa, described as shocking the alleged burning on Friday last week of some BRT buses on Ikorodu Road, Lagos, by protesting soldiers. Soyinka called on Goodluck Jonathan to take up the matter. I demand the commander-in-chief to do something about it. Example must be set. This is not the first time we have had enough. Wole Soyinka is upset that they have had enough of the zoo. What do you expect when you put people together and turn them into brutalizing animals? What do you expect? What do you expect? Amazing. As Northern and Southern delegates to the National Conference held series of crucial meetings on Sunday night to strategize on the vexed issue of state creation and delisting of local governments from the Constitution, both sides are reportedly working on options available to them, including the possibility of another round of voting. To this end, delegates, especially those from the minority groupings in the North, and particularly those representing North Central, are reportedly being wooed, mainly by core Northern delegates, to vote in support of their views of the issues. They are having a meeting to decide on how best to proceed in the confab, which we know is going to end up as a farce. Also, at the ongoing national conference in Abuja, they were thrown into panic today as a member of the conference revealed that he received a threat message of attack from some unknown terrorists. The delegate is Chief Michael Zekome. He told the conference that he received the message via his telephone threatening an attack bigger than Nyanya Blast and sought the permission of the chairman of the confab, Justice Idris Kutugi, to read the message. I wish they can do anything they like to get. We can't read it. That Boko Haram is coming. Is that news? They've been killing people every blessed day. They are insisting on a head count in the zoo. But let me tell you why it is important that you don't call yourself a Nigerian. It's important you don't do so. And I'll tell you why. This is Boko Haram's hometown struggles to fend off rebels. Wall Street Journal has been writing on Nigeria. Wall Street Journal is owned by Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Sky, B Sky B, the owner of Fox News, the owner of ABC News in Australia. A very powerful man indeed. Very, very powerful. You don't win elections in the United Kingdom unless he likes you. Very, very powerful man, this man is. He owns Wall Street Journal. This is the second devastating article that Wall Street Journal is doing on the zoo. They are the ones that linked or likened the activities of Niger Delta militants to that of Boko Haram. These people now, they are telling you this. Listen very carefully. They said Nigeria is the birthplace of Islamist militant group. That Nigeria is the birthplace means that every Nigerian is a suspect. Once you say you're a Nigerian, they'll ask you to go to one side. You are automatically a suspect. That is why you must work very hard for Biafra to come and come very, very quickly. That is the news headlines today and accompanying the summary. The barrister is with me. But before I go to the barrister, we will go around here one after the other before you speak. You will give us your name and where you come from. We need to introduce ourselves. That is how we do it. I have not forgotten. We wanted to get the news headlines out of the way before our lines open because too many people are calling us already. You will take the microphone one after the other. You will step to the front. Your name, and we know you live in Zurich. We know that very well. Your name and where you come from. Please, one after the other. Where is the microphone? And where is our European representative? He has to start up. Where is he? Is he outside? Where is Chika? In the absence of Chika, where is he's here. He will start off. And whilst he's doing so, Austin should get ready. Okudre, not John Peter. And also, Anipe, Cosmos and Oluchukwu must get ready, please, to introduce yourself to the world. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, my director. My name is Chika Edozem. I'm from Ihioma in Olu, Biafra land. I want to say welcome to all Biafrans who are here present, those with their families and the children that we have here. Biafrans who are listening all over the world, from Switzerland, we say good evening to you. We say good morning. We say good afternoon. And some of you who are already preparing to go to bed, we say good night. It is our pleasure to welcome you on this very, very wonderful occasion to receive our director here in Switzerland. And I say please be stay on, get tuned in, and enjoy the broadcast. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And the next person, please.
Good evening from Switzerland, the wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. This is Mr. Austin Abayim from Amike in Olu local government, Biafra land. It's our great pleasure to receive our director and leader, Radio Biafra, and the Biafran people, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu, in our midst tonight. I want to use the opportunity to thank all my coordinators, Mr. Anipe Martins. I want to thank my secretary, Mr. Okudere, Igwe, John Peter Okudere. I want to thank Mr. Cosmas Ugueya, my treasurer. I want to thank Ugu, he is my zonal treasurer. I want to thank Kingsley Onwebuna, who is also. I want to thank Mr. Basil Unwadi Umeche as my zonal treasurer. I want to thank Mr. Kingsley Onwebuna as my secretary in the zone of Alton. These are the people that are making it happen in this country. Without them, we wouldn't have been where we are today. I want to thank even those who couldn't make it here, such as Mr. Stephen Nodim and the Geneva coordinator and the people in Geneva whom we are going to join tomorrow. I thank my co-worker, the secretary, or the the European representative, Mr. Chika Edoziem, who has been working relentlessly for the restoration of Biafra. I thank all of you so much. I thank all the Radio Biafra Board of Directors and all the crew members who are working with Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. I thank all of you, and I thank all Biafrans all over the world, all coordinators and their secretaries and PROs, those who are working relentlessly to make sure that Biafra is restored. Thank you so much, and keep on keeping on, and stay tuned as we broadcast from Switzerland. May God bless all of you.
And you too. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please. The next person. Anyone can go ahead, please. Everybody here will speak, so we need to hurry up and make it very, very brief. Everybody here will say something. Go ahead.
Good evening, the wonderful people of Biafra in Zurich, all over the world. My name is Igwe Okudere John Peter. I'm from Asia, in Ihiala local government area, Anambra State, Biafra land. I'm happy to be here this evening. I thank you all for coming. Chukwuebe Magozion.
Thank you very, very much. Don't drop it. The next person should be in line. The next person, please, as you're becoming very, very close, please. Odiko Ririnso. Unaluko Ririnso. Go ahead.
Good evening, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world, especially in Zurich, Switzerland. We said thanks to you. My name is Maazi Oluchukwu Ume. I happen to come from Awaneze, Isiako, Isuafia, in Agwata local government, Anambra, Biafra land. We call upon every one of you, wherever you are this evening, from the south, east, west, and north. Today is a special day of Radio Biafra broadcasting in Switzerland. And it's our pleasure to welcome our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. He is the blessed son of Biafra land. We are very happy that he is in our midst today. And we call upon you, we urge you to listen and jot down whatever we are going to do today, because today we are about to bring to you a good news of Biafra, the land of rising sun. Please do stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Good evening, Biafrans worldwide. My name is Chukwudi Anipe from Umweri in Anambra East Local Government, Anambra State, Biafra land. Director, you are welcome. Biafrans all over the world, we are welcoming you here in Zurich, and we ask that you stay tuned. May God bless you all.
And you too. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Ugoya Cosmas Uchechukwu Ihegeme from Ezimo Uno, Udenu local government, Nsukka, Enugu, Biafra land. Director, you are welcome. We are welcome everybody that comes tonight to hear the word of God that the Biafra brings to us. And we are happy to have a lot of people in our midst tonight. And we pray that everybody will accept what we are praying to have tonight. God bless every Biafrans all over the world.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Thank you very much.
Good evening, brothers and sisters from Biafra land. My name is Iro Sire Chibueze from Dak 121 Arondizog in Idato North Local Government Area. God bless you all for being around.
And God bless you too. Thank you very much. Go ahead. The nearest person to the microphone should speak, because people are waiting to make their contribution, please.
Good evening, my people of Biafra. Good evening, my people of Biafra. My name is Levine Usene from Obioma in Udi local government.
people of Biafra, I thank you all for coming here. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The next person, please.
Hello, my name is Chief Michael Ezilo Mbubawan of Isu Anoma. Hello, my dear Biafra. I'm thanking you all, especially Indigenous Biafra Zurich and Indigenous Biafra Switzerland. I thank everybody by turning up, by welcoming our director Namunde. May God bless you also for all your wisdom that you are proving for Biafra. We thank you so much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you.
Good evening, blessed and loving people of Biafra. I welcome you all to this special event tonight. My name is Okeke Oyedekachi. I'm from Enugu State in Kano. So I just want to use this opportunity to welcome you all, and I pray that God will continue to strengthen us in the race so that we will be free as Biafran citizens.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Shebozo Ezani from Ishida National Local Government.
Go ahead. It's fine. It's fine. Go ahead.
So thank you for coming out, and thank you for tuning in. Today we are want to talk about the Biafra and how to make it happen. So we urge everybody, let's put heads together, work together, and make it a reality. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And after him, I know after this is our brother, then we go to the lines, go to the barrister, and then we continue later on. So that's the best way to do it. Go ahead. There are too many, there are not too many. There are Biafrans here, and I'm impressed. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans. Everywhere, the whole world. My name is Odere Menike from Oyofore, the Zag local government. I don't know how to say it. I feel overwhelmed to get this opportunity to talk to the whole world through this Radio Biafra. And actually, it's something like a dream trying to come true. If you're not dreaming, I'm sorry, but I'm dreaming all over. I see it every day. I dream it. I walk with it. I live with it. So I think if you are a real Biafra, wherever you are, you have to stand on your feet and let's fight this fight and get it once done. And God bless you all in Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We stop it there for now. We shall come back to our people. We shall come back. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. Barrister Mamezu, are you with me?
Yes, Director, I am with you and waiting to deliver my own message.
Please go ahead. The world is waiting, more so the people assembled here in front of me. Go ahead.
Thank you once again, dear friends in Switzerland. I've heard some voices of yours and some yet to be heard. Director, pause you to, so that we can get the news and the analysis out of the way so that you guys can come back and finish the remainder of those who need to introduce themselves. We are very grateful that you are hosting, Director, and you came out in numbers. I'm quite impressed because the numbers are lost count for the time being, but I know I will resume after the analysis. Director, let me take issue quickly with the Suya, which I tell you I'm a fond of, Suya man, you know, because when I went home last year, I bought the Suya 8, in fact, until my teeth started hurting me. What should happen is to advise our people to be producing the suya themselves. Because when I went to where they slaughter all these rams and cattle, and some Biafrans are now taking positions in selling those cows and llamas and all the rest of it. The same way some Biafrans have taken a position to selling dollars. So gradually, the influence of Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram in our lands, in our villages, in our towns, will be traced, because what they are doing, we will do better. And that is why the Afghans are resilient. Anything we do, we put our signatures on them. We don't relax. We don't hesitate. But I tell you, it's a good news for our people to be aware, because to kill somebody easily is through what you put inside your stomach. That's the quickest way to get rid of you. And as I've said this before, that even the rice they supply us should be looked at suspiciously. And it's unfortunate for the time being, but still, for a few of those who are able to produce and provide a satellite, they'll be able to share the news among themselves in our towns and villages. For them to be aware that they should even stop buying meat. And in fact, that will send the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram packing. Because these are the things they provide to our people. When our people do not go back to them to buy all these things, they'll pack up and go. Remember, they are killing us to leave their own villages. But we are asking them quietly to go home. They are no good friends. All their intent is to kill. Kill innocent people that's got nothing to do, that has not fought against them in any way, shape or form. All our people are doing is just their normal businesses. But Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram are bent on eliminating our people. You ask yourself, why all this carnage? Why all these killings? You cannot pinpoint exactly why. A Biafra man, particularly an Igbo man, will make sure and do their best to maintain and keep peace. But the person opposite you wants to eliminate you for what justified reasons unknown to us, which is a cry shame. Let me take the issue of this creation of new states and all the rest of it. As I've said previously, the ones created are not viable. They are not doing anything. Nothing is working out. Roads, water, hospitals. Nothing has been established in all the land created, all the states created. Nothing is working. So what's the essence of new creation? What's the essence? To loot, to take money, to bribe, and to steal, and to create more baby factories. Hidden agendas all over the places, director. That is all the need for what they want to do, which will never benefit the Biafrans in general. What a shame. Yes, we don't like the news coming from the zoo, but we need to be abreast of what is going on to show in our people that we have a genuine and practical reasons why we need to move ourselves and extricate ourselves from that particular zoo. Since that creation of that particular name, Nigeria, which of course expired last year, there has never been any progress. Count back. There has never been any progress. Go to all these suburbia Europeans. Most of them are just 2 million in number. 2 million. They have all the necessary amenities. But look at the giant of bloody Africa. Nothing is happening. One particular nation is just plotted out and being marginalized and killed. What did Biafrans do? But thank God, thank you, Guardiama Director, that we have taproots everywhere in this planet Earth. We have taproots. This is why I was saying that Otupu did not have this advantage. This is one of the advantages we have over and above our late general. He did not have friends abroad. That was why this man tried. He fought for 3 good years, 4 to 5 to 6, 7 nations that were countries. He was able to hold them to ransom, managed to do things until our own particular blood, Ifajula, came to do us bad by collecting some money and showing the battalions buried underground, trying to conquer Ore, and Petrol and all the rest was set them ablaze. That is how our people perished underground. Because of one man's greed. And that is why director is taking no chances. Anybody that make any single mistake in trying to lean backwards or lean right or left, he says you're out. fellow Biafrans, as he is with you in Switzerland, please do your best to comply. Because everything at this point in time requires funding. You know? When you are go by you forward, you see? For us to move on, there must be money. If you don't have money, you can't go forward. And my people, do your best to rescue this particular struggle so that we will sing the God song back in our homeland and villages and towns. Biafra is for everybody. It's not for one single individual. Please, whatever differences you have with me, Uchenna, for director, Chidimma, Carol Monday, whatever differences you have with any of all these major people, put it aside. Biafra is bigger than everybody or every individual. When we get home, yes, we can all, we can fight, and then we'll make up. But let not our differences defile, destroy, delay, or decimate what we are trying to achieve for the sake of our generations to come. Let not be selfish. Let us not be too greedy by collecting money here and there. Do not become Judas Iscariot that took money for the sake of Jesus Christ. Well, he did not make use of the money. That same money he collected was the money used to buy his graveyard. Do not attempt to be greedy, because if you are so greedy in the name of Biafra, in the name of Tukwa Adeyama, you will not enjoy that money. Because the money you are collecting will be the same money will be used to bury you. So what good is it for a man to get all the whole piece and pieces in this world and then you lose your light? Come on, they read that shows of Mabaronu. I will never eat and die the next minute. I would rather remain the way I am. Get hungry tomorrow because I believe I will eat tomorrow. Rather than to eat today, the next second I will die. Kamamga Eritua for the shows of Mabarono. That is the explanation of what I said. I would rather wait because I know tomorrow will come. May God bless all Biafrans wherever you are. I am finishing my commentary. Please, once you hear the voice of the director, turn off your listening devices. We are getting fed up and watching you every second. Turn it off. Biafrans, I don't know where your ears are. The moment I drop this phone, you see the first caller. Turn off your listening device. You say, yeah, yeah, I'm turning it off. Why are you turning off the device? You're still talking at the background. Please, guys, grow up. Let us do things in a matured way. We are here to rescue our nation. We are not here to play pranks or to play jokes. Any jokes we are playing is to our own expense. It's to our own downfall. And I am fed up downfalling. I want to rise. I want to go home. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are, fellow Biafran. I'm always proud of all of you, regardless of how we castigate you. We are doing all these things in order to make you better people. We have been subjugated. We have been belittled. We have been put down for too far too long. We have been made less human. We no longer want anything. You might have money. You might be a billionaire, but you're still a slave. You can't even enjoy your money. Wherever you are, even the car you buy before you study at police will ask you how did you make that money. That is not enjoyment. You are under bondage and under slavery. We need to free ourselves out of all this wicked atrocious act put to us by this amalgamation and also finally Boko Haram and their ways of killing their friends. What did we do? Director, we say, can you hear me? On that note, I'll leave the director to say the rest. Good evening.
Good evening, the very eminent barrister himself. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have somebody waiting on the line for, in fact, since we started, I don't know if the person is still there. We have a caller there for on Skype. That person, can you hear me?
Of course I can hear you, director. Why wouldn't I hear you?
You are loyal and dedicated. Please go ahead.
Yes, This is the only place to be. This is the only place to be in the whole wide world. This is the voice of Ike Chukwuorisa calling from Malaysia, and I'm from Njaba, Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I want to thank you, our director, for steadfastness in this struggle. You said you are going to make a tour of the whole Europe, and here you are in Switzerland broadcasting and talking to the whole world, and most especially to the indigenous people of Biafra. So I want to thank you, and I want to encourage you, and I want to thank the Almighty God, Chukwu Abiama, for granting you journey mercies to Switzerland.
Thank you.
Yes, my brother, I am so happy that this struggle has gone to this level, and it has to go because you are called by the Almighty Chukwu Abiama to pursue this noble objective. And the reason why we are very sure that it is not going to fail is because you stand upon the rock, which is truth. And this truth is what you keep preaching. And this truth is what is going to make the actualization and restoration of Biafra possible. And you keep hammering every other minute that if you are not ready to imbibe the spirit of truthfulness, honesty, dedication, you have no place in this struggle. And I bet you, you cannot even overemphasize that, because the moment anything that has to do with dishonesty comes into this struggle, we are doomed. And with you there, I am very sure that we are not going to derail. This truth that you preach, probably some of us don't understand what it really means to stand on the truth. But most of us that have been students of the Bible, we know that it is lies that destroyed Eden, where God put the first man and woman. When Lucifer came there and told them a lie, and they believed a lie, they fell from God's glory. And that's why we are where we are today. And there are countless records of where lies destroyed good people, or people that tend to, you know, be in good standing with God. But the moment they bring in lies, God will abandon them. So for Biafra to be actualized, this truth that you preach, this truth, this honesty that you hammer every day, I don't know if we can make it a different program whereby we will make it more strict, that people will now know that truth can never be played with in this struggle. That all the people that we are, you know, entrusted with any aspect of this struggle should never at any point in time play with honesty. Because no matter even if you do it without anybody knowing, the Almighty Chukwu Abiama that we are serving, we know. And that is going to spare doom for us. So I want you to continue preaching this truth. If it is possible, we can even have what we can say, war against dishonesty in Biafra land. So that people will know that Biafra is a different place. It's not like the zoo. It's not like Nigeria, where lies, dishonesty is a practicable a norm. So I want you to keep on preaching this truth, because that is what is going to take us to where we are. And I also want to tell you that you don't have anything to fear about the zoo hearing what you plan for Nigeria, for Biafra, because they cannot be able to copy their animals. Even if they hear what you plan, what the new Biafra is going to look like, they are never going to be able to implement it in the zoo. Why? Because they are corrupt. They are evil-minded. Any good thing that they hear, they change it to corruption. It's like when you said that there's going to be soft loan for workers or for civil servants to, you know, have cars, and Jonathan ran into it and said he's going to approve loans for civil servants. But you don't have to be afraid, because that is another avenue to to defraud the zoo, to share money, to loot money, and to defraud themselves there. So there is nothing that we plan to do in New Biafra that they can be able to implement. I want to assure you that. Because they are never truthful, they are never honest, and can never be honest because they are not founded on truth. And I want to tell you that this Biafra that we are talking about, people don't really know how great Biafra is. Because look at you now in Zurich. You are talking to us in the morning from UK, but right now you are in Zurich talking to us.
Yes.
And probably in the next 2-3 days, you'll be in another country talking to us. Which head of state has ever achieved that? This is Biafra for you. And I'm sure that we are going to, you know, move mountains when things happen.
Of course.
And I don't want us to be afraid about the state creation, because I'm just rushing so that other people will go in, because the program today is tight.
It is. It's very, very tight.
The new state that they are creating should not bother Biafrans, because the states are not for us. Let them multiply themselves. Let them even create each local government, call it a state in the zoo. It's okay for them. Let them be whatever they want to be, because I know the state they are creating is not for Biafra land. Biafra is a land marked by the Almighty Chukwuebam, and it is a land already created to be how it is going to be. So nobody is going to change it. So I want us to continue this struggle with truth, with honesty, with dedication, and by the special grace of God, with you, Nnamdi Kanu, at the helm of affairs. I am very, 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 very sure, more than double sure, that we are going to achieve Biafra faster than we ever think it is going to be. Because look at what they are doing to their Nigeria.
My brother, I have to go to the... There are too many of them here.
Okay.
I'm struggling. Thank you very much. I'm struggling to see how we can all squeeze them in. Their lines are even crashing because of the number of people trying to get through. Does anybody here have something to say? And as you come from the back, you give us your name and where you come from, and then you proceed to say whatever it is that you want to say. Because if I continue taking calls here, we'll be here till tomorrow morning. Please, does anybody have anything to say? Please, those of you from the back, you can come forward. Also, as you're introducing yourself, if you have something to say, you go ahead and say it. Very, very important, please. Because we are here for you. This program is for you. We can stay here talking, those of us in Zurich today, because we came here because of you. Please, go ahead. Yes, please. Who wants to speak? Please, go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, my fellow brothers and sisters from Biafra land. My name is Ugochukwu Obi, from Ozobulu, Ekwusigo local government, Anambra State, Biafra land. I truly appreciate every one of us that came here today, and it's my honor to be with the director. And I want to say to you, director, thank you so much for being here today. We truly and sincerely appreciate you coming to be with us today. And we pray and hope that we're going to achieve our goal at the end of this struggle. Thank you, Issa.
Thank you very much. And anybody can ask questions. If you have questions you want to ask, no matter how difficult or how impossible it is, please, you go ahead. Very, very critical. You can ask questions, please. Know that you can ask questions. Go ahead. The next person, please.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of great Biafra land. I thank you all for making it possible for today to be here, the people in Switzerland. And I thank Chief Nnamdi Kanu also for his good work to see that he unites the children of Biafra together. And I just flew down from so-called zoo. Oh, I don't know, Chief Kanu said. I think I will be going back. I've seen this myself, and I've seen that all our brothers and sisters of great nation Biafra are here. The turn up here is more, and we're really happy that this happens, that we have to struggle, we have to put our efforts together, our minds, power, whatever we have, to see that we reclaim our great land called Biafra. And I thank you, Chief Kanu Nnamdi Kanu, for your good work, and we'll support you the way we can and whatever we can do. As I'm going back down to the Zuhu, people who cannot be connected to the radio will be connected back. And we have to spread the message to them, and they will hear and they will get it right. My name is Chief Israel Udeze. I'm from Newi in Anambra State. I thank you, Director, and God bless you for the work, and we're with you. And I believe, as the zoo, so-called zoo, is a democratic country, that everybody has right to his own opinion. You have right to exist. You are entitled. They don't give it to you. It's your right. We thank you, and we are with you. And the struggle is not for only you, it's for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller on the phone. You must bear with me for a second. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? We have somebody on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they are calling us from France. They can't hear me. We also, however, have somebody on Skype. Can this caller hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from, very briefly. Only 2 minutes, if you can. There are too many of us here that want to speak.
Hello, my name is Nnamdi Lemchi. I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really happy for all this thing that's going on in Biafra land. You know, this thing, I'm not even aware of this. It's yesterday that somebody told me about this, and I come through this, and I find out something here. The only thing I want to tell you, brother, you know, also my namesake, I just want to thank you for this thing, this journey you are going, and I pray for God of Abiyama. Let him grant you the power so that you can make this. I'm really happy for this, and I'm very, really happy to be a Biafra man. And I hope that you're going to make this thing, and God is going to be with us. That's the only thing I want to thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, my namesake. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Do we have anybody here that wants to speak? You go ahead and do so, please. Who wants to speak? If you have any questions to ask, please, don't hesitate to ask that question. Go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my brother.
Good evening, my fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Chukwujioke Nwoba from Nise, in Awka South Local Government, Anambra State in Biafra land. Today we are welcoming all Biafrans all over the world, right away from Zurich, transmitting direct here from Zurich. I hope you all will stay tuned and listen to today's program. Thank you, Director. Thank you, all Biafrans all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you. Please, you should come forward. We are here because of Zurich. You can say anything you want to say. We have come to you today. Go ahead.
Hello, Biafrans, and good evening. Director Nnamdi Kanu, you're welcome.
Thank you.
I have one question, and yes, my name is Chidi Amadi from Mukwere.
From Mukwere. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Director, my question goes like this. I had one friend said to me that before Goodluck Jonathan become a president of the zoo, that he was in America, Britain, and UK, to seek for recognition. That since we want to seek for our reemergence of our country Biafra, what have we done about it? What have we? Where have we gone to? Or which government, you know, is backing off? Is backing us? A kind of our allies to this struggle. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. We don't have any particular government backing us. Because it would be suicidal for us to come on air and tell you anywhere to start with. Because we don't control the oil fields of Biafra land. Nigeria is notorious for bribing every country you go to. Because we demonstrated in Ghana, they sent their people to go and meet the Ghana overall commissioner for police, that's what they call the man, in charge of police all over Ghana, to put pressure on them to clamp down on our people. Because of the waves we made in Senegal, now Senegal has banned us from gathering in public. We are actually in court. If we come now and say country A or country B is supporting us, what do you think they will do? Do you think they'll fold their hands and be watching you? They'll go there and say, we used to give you one sheep before, free oil, now bring four. So that when you go back to go and negotiate, the moral question, because what we have is victimhood and conscience. You go and talk at the conscience of world governments to give you what you want. You do not control the instruments of state. In other words, you cannot give anybody oil right now as we speak, can you? No. And everybody wants oil. So once we tell them now that country A or country B is sympathetic to what we are doing, what do you think the ambassador will do tonight? So we can't reveal it on air. But many support us, than you know. Plenty support us. Not because of anything, but because of the message that we preach. What we are saying is correct. Because we live in a country like Britain, forget about what we say about Britain. Britain is one of the few countries in the world. We are with the public. Reason is what prevails. To make a reasonable argument is what they want to hear. Not who has access to oil and who doesn't. It's only those in power that want oil. The ordinary person on the street that determines who becomes the next British Prime Minister. To them, what matters is reason. Can you argue with us what we are doing? Can anybody argue with us what we're doing? Was America not free from Britain? Huh? Is Scotland not going to vote this year to see if they're going to be free or not? So what is it that the Scottish people have that you don't have? Oh, sorry, their skin is white. Okay, that's the thing they have, which you don't have. But they don't have black skin. Thank you very much. So that is why we cannot tell you who we are meeting. Even if some people here are meeting the Swiss government, do you think we will tell you here? We can't. But work is ongoing and we are encouraged. Because they understand that this war they cannot fight in the open. We can fight it for them. Only us can stop Boko Haram. Don't you know that? Who can stop them? It's only us that can stop them. So that is why they need to support us. And they are supporting us. Believe you me. Thank you very much. Are you satisfied with the answer? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. We can't tell you here. Go ahead. Go ahead. If you have, you ask. Please go ahead. The person with the microphone.
Good evening, my good people of Biafra land. Director Nnamdi Kanu, you are welcome to Switzerland, Zurich in particular.
Thank you.
I thank you all for coming out today to come and listen to our director, to hear and discuss what he have to tell us. If you are joining us from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south, you are welcome to keep on tuning on. Don't get it twisted. Director is here live and direct. Here is Zurich. We are doing it right, and right we will do until we get our Biafra land. Thank you once again. My name is Tochukwu Orazrume from Nnewi North Local Government Area in Anambra State, Biafra land. You're welcome once again in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you very, very much, Tochukwu. Is it praise God or thank God? Which one? How do you prefer it? It's praise God, is that correct? What is praise God in German? They speak German here. Huh? Who knows how to speak German? Give them the microphone to tell us the meaning of Tochukwu in German.
Tochukwu has God sei gelobt.
It's off. You shouldn't be switching. Yeah, go ahead.
Tochukwu means God sei gelobt.
Is there anybody answering God sei gelobt here?
No.
Yes. That goes to show that we are special. Very, very special people. Who else has something to say? Yeah, please go ahead. Never ever turn the microphone on and off. Leave it on all the time. I'll control it from here. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, this is Chidi again from Ukraine.
My second question. I was arguing with a brother somewhere, and he said that this is another Wazurike. So please, director, I overheard you one day speaking about Wazurike, and I would like you to clarify what connection were you his boy. In fact, it's a question, direct question to you. So, what is actually the connection between you and Wazurike?
You have asked two questions there. You started by saying, "I will be like Wazurike." Yep. Somebody said.
Because someone asked.
Someone asked, "Will I be like Wazurike?" Or that this is another Wazurike? Is that correct? So, how would you know when somebody is not Wazurike? Huh? How would you know when somebody is not Wazurike? So will the person be born and written on his forehead and say, "This baby is not Wazurike"? Then you know. How do you know them? Bible explained it to you. Have I done anything to show that I am in the same league as Wazurike?
No.
Then why should that question come up? You see? Because you do not know where help will come from. It's because we don't trust ourselves. It's because we think that we are all criminals. That is what happens in real life. The reason why when you go to Timbershade back home to go and buy a plank, somebody will cheat you, is because the person thinks that you yourself, you're a rogue. Because everybody is a criminal. They think the next person must be surely be a criminal. Do you like it when they stop you with a Nigerian passport and put you to one side and say you're a criminal? You're a fraudster.
No.
Don't you complain? Then why would any human being compare me to Wazurike? Are they blind? Can't they see? Can Wazurike do what I have done?
No.
It's impossible. Not in a billion years. He can't do it. He cannot bring out himself like this to be questioned.
Sure.
Can he do that?
No.
Oh, my boy, Anand. He can't try it. If I was Wazurike's boy, what a way to put a statement in a civilized world. Do you feed me?
No.
How can I be your boy if you don't feed me? Huh? Your boy is somebody you feed. After 7 years, you give them money to open their own shop. Is that not correct?
Yes.
If you're not feeding me, how can I be your boy? Or if I'm the one feeding you, are you not my boy? These are all, I call it very low basement abro talk. When people speak, you know they're not educated. Because all of you are here, you left what you're doing to come and see me. Then you're my boys. Are you my boy? We are all servants of Biafra. The reason why you came is because of the work I do for our country. Any day I stop doing that work, I will come to Zurich, you will not come. Unless I call you and tell you that I have money to share with you, then you will come. I served my country. All of us, we are deceived. You know me, anywhere you say Biafra is happening, I will go there. I won't even ask questions, I will go. Until I'm deceived. I have served everybody. I said everybody. The who is who in our land, I have served them. Bar none. Did I not say it yesterday that I campaigned for Peter Obi? Don't you know that? I was at the front campaigning, leading protests on the streets of London. Because I don't talk, I do things that comes with it. Did Peter Obi not disappoint everybody? If you come out today and say that Biafra is in the next door, let's go. If you go, I join you immediately. Before you get there, I'm there. I have served everybody. Chekwa Sokori. Name them, Ojukwu himself. Peter Obi. As long as you come out, you know, in life sometimes, only those who are trusting are very easy to deceive. Because you have to trust. Somebody saying that they are going to fight to liberate you. Why won't you trust the person? I'm asking you. Why won't you trust the person? How do you know if the person is real or not? Without trying it. It's like trying to critique a book, having not read it. Doesn't make sense. Or trying to critique a film that you have not watched. So that is why. That if you come out tomorrow yourself, and say that you can do this thing that we are doing better than us, I will climb down from here and I will follow you. Because what matters to me is Biafra. But we followed them and saw that there is compromise after compromise, deceit after deceit, deception after deception. They can't handle the truth. So, Sajuju, you ask me now, what stops me now from reading out names and saying 99 countries is supporting Biafra? That is the best thing to say. So that when we say we need money for something, you will give us, yes? But I can't tell you that. Because that is not the right thing to say. Even if there are, I can't tell you. Because how would you think that the person that took us to that government will hear us saying that this country is supporting us? If you go back, then will he take you to the government again? I told a story yesterday also, was it 2 days ago, about my trip to Israel. Do you know I've been to Israel before? To go and ask for help. And they chased me away. I could have come and said to you, or maybe taken a picture at Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv, telling you Israel is now behind us. Okokwas is a bunch of lies. I went there, they drove me away. As if you talk too much. If you import napkin, you know napkin they put on nappy from children, you say you're importing exotic missile. We don't lie on Radio Biafra. Never. And Wazirike cannot dream of doing what we are doing. Do you think he'll come here and say, if you have any question, you ask me? He can't do it now. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct?
Yes, my director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Your name and where you're calling from.
Good evening, director.
Good evening.
My name is Ndo Okwoma.
And where are you calling from?
I'm coordinator of Oslo.
Oslo. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I'm from Banna in Biafra Land.
Thank you.
Please, daughter, I want to announce our meeting, upcoming meeting on Saturday, being 12th of July 2014. Biafra France in Oslo, we have their next meeting on 12th of July 2012. All Biafrans in Oslo, Akershus, Lawrence Cook, and Salzburg, all towns in Oslo. We are having a meeting at Afro Restaurant, Takmasgata, number 9, time, 5 o'clock. Please, I want all Biafra in Oslo. You have been lucky behind now after the demonstration. Please turn up. Attend the meeting. We have a lot to do. I'm pleading all of you, please, meet on this Saturday, 12th of July, 2014. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. We have people that have not spoken or given us their names here. They should come up. Our sister is here. She hasn't spoken yet. We need all of you, please. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead.
Once again, please, my director, a little chance more, please. I want to ask a question, not actually a question. On the 30th of May, we went on demonstration in Geneva. We had a successful day. It was nice, peaceful. And now the question is, what is our next step? But now, we are still meeting in Zurich, Alten and Bern and Geneva, whatever, fine. But now the question is, where are we going to next? What are we stepping in for next? Please, can you just let us know so that we know how we are working with you? Please. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Does anybody here not know that we have a 3-step agenda? Is that correct? We have finished the stage 1. The first phase is finished. We are in the second phase. The second phase is to drive away all workers of iniquity in our land. So that when we go to get our freedom, you will not have people at home working with the enemy, which was why we lost in the first time. We are in the phase 2 of the struggle. And for us to successfully prosecute the phase 2 of the struggle, we need to defend our land. In other words, we need materials to defend our land against Boko Haram. We also have Boko Haram within us. You know that Boko Haram can come in many shapes and sizes. Ohanaeze is also Boko Haram in their own way because of what they have done to us. We need to defend our land against people coming. The phase we are in right now is to go around the world to defend our, to look for help to defend our land from Islamic incursion. How do you defend yourself against somebody with AK-47? Please tell me, I don't know. How do you do it? Simple. Is that correct? No, if I'm wrong, you tell me. Somebody is coming to your land, taking your mother and raping your mom with AK-47. What do you do? How do you defend your mother? Through prayer and fasting? As simple as that. That is exactly what we're doing. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
Okay. Hello.
I can hear you.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Roland Carlos. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar in Senegal. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your work. Actually, I want to find out some certain things.
Go ahead.
That's going on beyond Biafra stuff. Yeah, I've been going through internet for a long time. I've been hearing about the publicity of the Biafra stuff. Then I haven't gone through it on the internet. I want to know the level of the work you have been doing to achieve this your goal.
How can I quantify the level of work that we have been doing? Are you aware of what we did on the 30th of May?
Yeah.
Are you aware of the fact that the word Biafra has been recognized by Microsoft amongst other people? Are you aware of that?
No, I haven't got it in any network, in any website, on the news.
Do you have Word on your system? Microsoft Word, do you have it?
Yeah.
Go there and type in Biafra with a small B and tell us live on air what will happen.
Yes, that day or before that, after that day.
No.
I go through CNN, BBC, many websites that carry many news. I didn't find it in any network. I really appreciate your work, but I want to find out.
So you want to see where white people reported it before you can believe?
Yes. They do educate us about what is going on all over the world.
He said yes. Do you see why we are poor? He's waiting for a white person to tell him that we rallied on the 30th before he will believe it. Yes. And you're calling us from where? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
So you did not join your people on the 30th of May to see what they did? That the number of people that came out in Dakar, Senegal, was the largest in the whole world. Don't you know that?
Excuse me, let me come. Here in Dakar, Senegal, no newspaper carried it on the news.
How many did you read? Somebody is asking. How many papers did you read?
Many.
You read many papers?
Yes.
So you did not see my interview live with Finland Television? You didn't see
Finland
it?
Television.
Yes. Can you go to the internet and type in, hang on, my dear brother. Can you go and type in Finnish TV and you type in there May 30th Biafra Rally, Finland. You will see it, my dear brother. I don't know when we preach this gospel, most of you don't listen, you don't pay attention. I told you that they hate you. They don't want you to be free. Even though we went to BBC, last two Saturdays to go and picket them. We were in front of the BBC. BBC did not report it. Why would they report it when they want you to continue serving their interest? And people wonder when I call black people names. They wonder, oh, why? I told you, anything I tell you comes to pass. If you wait for a while longer, you will see it. My dear brother, thank you very much for calling. Somebody who is a Biafran, somebody who is an African, is telling you that they are waiting for a white person to confirm something to them before they believe it. If not for Chukwu Abiyama, I don't want to speak against the spirit. Some people are not worth saving. Some people are not worth fighting for. This type of person, if you build a car at Njaba, he will not buy it. He will say, I didn't see a white man controlling everybody in that factory, so I won't buy it. It is called inferiority complex. Educated inferiority complex, where you are. So didn't you come out in Switzerland? So does it mean that if Swiss TV doesn't carry, does it matter to you?
No.
Chai, we have work to do. Let's go to the phone. Let us go to the phone, please. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I don't know what is happening. I have no idea what is happening. The caller who is on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. I'm just infuriated by the caller from Senegal.
Go ahead.
The caller from Senegal is waiting for BBC to report that the Hausa Boko Haram are raping his mother in the village before he will believe. The caller from Senegal wants to hear from BBC, from CNN, that the Boko Haram are killing his people in his village. They have taken over his village before he will believe it. Director, I think I appreciate your courage in entertaining these people, because I wonder who gave birth to this group of people. Who is there waiting to know the magnanimity or the size of your effort before he will join the struggle to liberate his people? I'm really sorry for most Biafrans, or for most Igbos, not Biafran, because this man is not a Biafran. So that man is a fool. He has made a fool of himself. He's in Senegal that produced the largest crowd.
The largest crowd.
But it's unfortunate. So, I'm happy that people are listening and telling correction. Thank you, Director. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. It's rather very sad. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? There is something wrong with this phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They can't hear me. They cannot hear me. I don't know why. I can hear them, but they cannot hear me. Let's try again. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hello?
No, I don't think so. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No.
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director. My name is Okeko Okechukwu.
Thank you.
Hello?
I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, my name is Okechukwu Okeke. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm from Togo in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to comment about this guy that called from Senegal. Director, it's not what he says. Typical lie. Hello?
We are listening to you. Please go ahead. We are listening.
Yeah, Director. On 30th, the day, all of us came out in a full force. All of us came out in a full force, and we marched. Everywhere was scattered. Everywhere was rally. Everywhere was scattered. I was surprised. This man calling, telling us that he did not hear anything from the paper, from the radio. Senegalese radio broadcast everything.
They did. Senegal did. It was broadcasted on Senegal. That was broadcast of it, yes?
That person that called, don't know what he's saying. That person, he don't know what he just forged on rubbish word.
That is the way they are. Don't get too upset. That is the way we are sometimes. That is the way we are. We have the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Hello? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't. The caller on Skype, any luck with you, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you very well.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Kelechi Eke. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Senegal. Please go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I want to comment on the caller that called from Dakar, Senegal, that said that there was no rally in Senegal. He is a very big liar. Here in Senegal, our number was more than 3,500.
That is the largest in the world.
And that day we marched everywhere. Even on that day after the rally, I met a man who confronted me on the road and asked me, why are we campaigning against his friend, Ojukwu? That he knows Ojukwu very well, that he was a very good friend of him when they were in Cote d'Ivoire. And I explained to the man that we are not campaigning against Ojukwu, rather we are promoting him. He is our leader. And we are campaigning that we need Biafra. We want to separate from Nigeria. And that right from there, the man started campaigning for Biafra. So if anybody would tell that Senegal did not rally, he is a typical liar. We rallied very well everywhere.
Thank you very much.
That is what I want to say tonight.
Of course, we know. Thank you very, very much. Of course, we know you rallied. We saw the evidence. Even the networks, they are carried it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
That is the largest in the world.
Oh, my goodness me. Unbelievable. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hey, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
You know, it's still the man I called you before, then you cut up, the team cut off.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm still Roland from Senegal.
Yes, did you hear what people from Senegal said?
Yeah, that is why I come back again.
Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I really want to be clarified regarding this issue. Because we all are Igbo people. And we are the same.
How are we the same?
Yes.
How are we the same?
Igbo man. We don't like the truth.
What is the truth?
We claim to be real, but you are not real. That is the fact.
Enlighten us now. What is lying?
I know you may not understand me, but you know the truth.
What is the truth?
So, don't...
What is the truth? There is somebody coaching you on the background. Let him tell you what to say. You say it. What is the truth?
I'm too old to be young. So, no one can coach me. If I have a coach, he will advise me, but not on this issue. I just want to try to find out what I do not know, or more, for you to enlighten me more.
Where were you on the 30th of May?
So, you have asked me this before. See, I want to know, for someone to fight him for his freedom, does it possible that you may stay in another man's country, fight for it, and they work out?
Chai. Yes, is the answer.
Yes.
Yes, I will start by giving you historical examples. Do you know about the Russian Revolution?
Yeah. Not correctly now.
Do you know about the Russian Revolution?
Yeah.
Do you know who led the Russian Revolution?
No, tell me.
His name is Lenin. Have you heard about Lenin before?
Yeah.
Where was Lenin when he led the revolution in Russia? Where did he plan it and execute it?
I didn't know.
Then you go and read your history books before you come to Radio Biafra to comment.
No, do
you know?
Hang on.
Let me finish, please. Let me finish.
Hang on.
You're an Igbo man. I'm not. I'm a Biafran. I want to teach you what you do not know. So that next time when you call Radio Biafra, you'll be armed with your facts and figures. Do you know about the man called Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran that overthrew the Shah of Iran?
Mm-hmm.
Where was he? Where did he plan it from?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know? If you don't know, you say you don't know.
Excuse me, I'm asking you for you to educate me. So tell me.
That is exactly
about
what I'm doing now.
That is what I want to hear.
Hang on, hang on. That is what I'm doing. If you can listen.
I told you that.
Are you a trader? Are you a trader? Are you a trader? Are you a trader?
Guy man, please don't.
Oh God. Akuna ni handi awosa melunu. Awosa. I asked somebody, all those kids born by Hausa men, where are they? It seems some of them are in Senegal. Oh God in heaven. I said this thing before when we started. Because some of us are criminals, they think everybody is a criminal. Because you are in Senegal doing 419 does not mean everybody is a fraudster. Is it working now?
Yep.
I feel sorry. That is problem. Somebody wrote here. What's his name? Prince Chukwuemeka wrote and said that we have a lot of tasks ahead of us. Do you see why we have Radio Biafra? We are praying for him that maybe after listening to Radio Biafra for 2 weeks, he will change and come to his senses. Amazing. Amazing. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yes, I can hear you. My name is Anayo Okoye. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Anayo Okoye from Dakar, Senegal. This phone is low.
Yes, yes. I'm from Arondizuog in Imo State, Biafra land.
From Arondizuog, Imo State. Go ahead, please. What do you have to say?
Yes. I want to tell you that Direct Online. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes. If you don't unite with other groups, this job will end up on Igbo people fighting brothers. This struggle will end up on Igbo people fighting each other in this struggle. If you refuse to...
And what is wrong with that? What is wrong with that if Igbo people fight other Igbo people? What is wrong with that?
If you refuse to reunite with other pro group fighting...
Who do you want me to unite with? He's asking us to unite with who?
Listen to me. The way you assemble your army is the same way other people assemble their own army.
Then we meet, my dear brother. Then we meet. We meet. I don't talk to idiots and fools. And I will tell you why. I will tell you why. Is any of you here familiar with the struggle for the independence of Israel? Is any of you here aware of it? You don't know. Go and watch the video. Three groups. They didn't have to see eye to eye. Everybody was doing their own thing. But there was freedom. Igbo people, they don't like the truth. And that is why you are servants to Hausa Fulani people. You cannot handle the truth. And that worries me about the new Biafra that is coming. When we are gone, will those living revert back to the ways of Nigeria? I wonder. I wonder. You want us to unite with people because we have worked very, very hard here. Because we have worked very hard. You people have contributed your hard-earned money. Now everybody wants to unite with us. Have you noticed how everybody wants to unite now? Who made that unity possible? Indigenous people of Biafra, by standing our ground. They now know that the world talks to us. Everybody wants to unite with us. Are you clean in your heart the same way that we are? That's what we ask. Unity means the, because we say unity in English language. Unity means the coming together of two separate entities. Is that correct? You are united with your wives, your girlfriend, your partner, whoever. Is that correct? But something must unite you with somebody. Is that true? In freedom fighting, only truth can unite you. Do you know how many groups fought for their independence when it came to Southern Sudan? Do you know Southern Sudan very well? Do you know how many groups fought it? Did they see eye to eye? Igbos have been uniting. I preached this gospel a few days ago. Most of you, I don't know if anyone here can remember or having read about the independence of the zoo, about Zeke. I don't know if any of you read his speeches or read the speeches of Kwame Nkrumah or Julius Nyerere or Jomo Kenyatta. Go and read their speeches. It's all about Africans unite, let's unite, let's unite. Yes? Ask them, if you wanted African unity, why was it that the day you got independence, you had a standing army of your own to fight who? You have a standing army to defend your borders against somebody. Is that correct? That is the idea of having an army. Is that true? To fight against somebody, to defend your borders. Who was going to invade African countries that just got their independence newly? Who was going to invade? No, tell me. The white man that just packed their things and left, who is coming to invade you? Nobody. But there is something called hypocrisy. That is what these Muslims do sometimes. You say one thing and you do another. You said you wanted Africans to unite. Do you know that for you to travel from Lagos to Accra, you will spend 21 hours on the road? Is that correct? You go and try it, take the road, and you see it. Because they copied the EU. I'm saying this is a very lengthy sermon, you must listen very carefully. That is the problem with black people, I'm sorry to say. They came and they copied EU. They saw the European Union, they said a free trade area, free movement of goods and services. They came together and said, oh, let's have ECOWAS. We want to have freedom of goods and services. If you read the ECOWAS charter, it says, freedom of movement of goods and services. But I'm telling you now, it is far more easier for you to get to Switzerland than to pass from one border to the other along West Africa. But they have a union. But you have a European passport. As soon as you meet the immigration officer, you drop it. No stamp. They look at it and they give it back to you. Is that correct? Africans copied the same thing. But they now turned it upside down. You're asking us to unite with people who are asking us to unite with those working with Rocha Sokorocha. Is that possible? Huh? Lack of consistency. That is why black Africa is not developed. Black Africa is not, because we lack discipline and perseverance. I said this thing to people before. Do you know what it will take to eradicate typhoid? Does anyone here know? How do you contract typhoid? Unclean water. Where do you think unclean water comes from in your land where you are today? From where? Because there is no drainage system. Everybody digs suck away, suck a pit. Everybody. I dig, I'm at number one, also one road. You at number two, number three, number four, like that. Everybody has a soak away. When you go to the toilet and you flush the toilet, it goes down into the ground. That water percolates into the water table where the drinking water comes from. Mind you will dig your soak away here. There is borehole. You contract typhoid, the type you cannot cure. It will kill you. Now, to eradicate typhoid in Biafra land, we need to embark on a very sophisticated and intricate sewage system. It will take 30 years to build. 30 years to build it. All of that concrete and metal you're pouring into the ground, the eyes cannot see it. In other words, it is not a type of investment that any ordinary person can appreciate unless you understand the health and infrastructural implications of it. That is why, do you know, there is no black African country with a sewage system. Do you know that? But they came to Zurich to study. They went to New York to study. They went to London to study. They did not understand
perseverance and discipline. There are some things you can build for 50, 60 years that will benefit the society. But what do they want to do? They want to build a skyscraper and then put plastic tank on top of it. Then the water will come. They will pump water to the 17th floor. And then one day, after you go in, you want to go to work, you go into the shower, and there is soap all over your body, and the water will finish. And then the housemaid will start saying, "Oh, oh God, there is no water in the tank, it has finished. But there is soap all over your body." Do you see why there are monkeys and animals in the zoo? The inability to plan. What are you doing with your education if you cannot apply it? Somebody is calling us and asking us to go and unite with people we know are criminals. When the one that called before said, "Oh, but we are all guy men, we are Igbo people. You know, we are all guy men." Well, what did they call me now? They said something. Guy man. And the whole world is listening. No wonder they dismiss us when we go to see them. Do you see we have so much work to do? It's what the new one or the new one. But we are relentless. Because we preach the truth. How many people do you think will get Biafra for you? Do you think it's millions of people? 100 men. 100 men. If I speak, you write it down on a piece of paper. 100 men. If you are part of us, then you know indeed you are blessed by God. 100 only. Because I believe in proving people wrong. I love skeptics. The moment I enjoy is when you prove to them how stupid they are. I told you that Billier was working with Roger Sokolacha. People didn't believe me. When some of you were still dreaming, I told Owasulike, 2009, you're a rogue. They kidnapped me. And so what? Eventually, it turned out he's a criminal. Eventually, Billier confessed, their members confessed, that they are part of APC, Boko Haram, Roger Sokolacha. You want me to go and join with them? So you can give me poisoned suya to eat and die off. This is why you must continue to support Radio Biafra. There is so much education to be done. We need to educate, but when there was out to remain, I don't know what I'm going to do about them. There's going to be a DNA test in Biafra land. People are laughing. I swear it before God and man. There will be a DNA test. If you have Hausa blood in you, you go back to the north and stay there. These are the vagabonds calling us on the saying, "Guy man." Me and you are guy men. Let us take this call. Do we have a caller on Skype? Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to
me? I'm talking to you. You are on Skype. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Bia.
My name is Pastor DK. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Please go ahead.
Imote, Isialam Bano, from Omobas, Amarako.
Thank you.
Director, I hear one thing that one of our brothers from Senegal says concerning the people that live, concerning the rally we did in Senegal. I laugh because even today, I went to market to buy a charger. I meet a Senegalese, I greet him. "Bonjour, Senegalese." He said, "Hey, I am not a Senegalese, I am a Biafra." I said, "No, you are a Nigerian." He said, "Hey, I will fight for you now if you talk I am a Nigerian." I said, "Even you Senegalese," he said, "Hey, I like Biafra. I like what they do in 30 years." But I see somebody that calls himself a Biafra. I know that he's not a Biafra. Trying to use a word, "Guy man." Director, I know and I too much like how you talk to the guy, because that person wants to yap himself. Because if he really knows what is called Biafra and how the people that come out to fight for their rights, because I always say people that say, any man that don't know what is gold, even though you give him that gold, it will weigh it. the God Almighty, Chukwu Abiorama, just sent you to liberate us from many countries that we are, to go back to our own land, our own promised land. But the people that don't know even that self, that guiding that self, thought that you are a kind man like them. I laugh because a chief that chief himself is not.
You're fading away. You are fading away. Hello?
Hello, director.
Yeah, you're fading away. What is happening? You're going away from the microphone. Please come closer to it.
I'm too closer for
you. Yeah, that's
microphone.
Better. It's come back now. Please go ahead.
So, director, I'm so happy concerns you because you know how to deal with those guys that I was suffering any people that give birth of them. Those that call themselves Igbos, but they are not. Even if you ask that guy from the family, that guy don't know the name of his father, talk more of to know the person that gave birth of him. I'm ashamed of that kind of person to be a Biafra. Director, I'm so happy for you. Keep on.
Thank you.
Chukwu Abiorama is with you.
He said,
may God Almighty bless you and bless your family. That's what I have to tell you.
Thank you very much. And bless all Biafrans, wherever they are in the world. We are formidable, and I want people here to speak, please. Who has the microphone and has something? And you can also ask questions. Even the type from Senegal, I welcome it. I love it. He said, I'm a guy man. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra, all over the world. I'm happy to be here this evening. And to start with, my name is Otika Michael. I'm from Agolo in Anocha local government area of Anambra State, Biafra land. Mr. Director, I am short of words, but somehow I swallowed most of the questions I wanted to ask because you have explained everything while answering other questions. To me, every of your explanations was beyond the reasonable schedule. And for this, I'm saying that you are not sleeping. You are working round the clock, and some other people are sleeping. I thank you so very much for what you are doing, for what Chukwu Abiorama is using you to achieve.
Thank you.
And for carrying the curse of this on your shoulder, I'm praying that God, in his infinite mercy, will also carry everything concerning you and your family on his own shoulder.
He said,
as we are fighting for this cause, I believe that God will be with us.
He said,
the Biafrans.
He said,
and I will not fail to make us to understand that there are a lot of hurdles on the way. But I pray that God will give us the grace to jump all. I say again, we can do it.
Of course we will.
Let us be united.
The same.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Well spoken. We have a caller on the phone. I don't know if they can hear me. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Samuel Juan from Enugu.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to volunteer myself to Nigeria, Biafra. So how can I get you people?
You want to volunteer for Nigeria, Biafra?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Wood. God bless you. May God bless you. Hey, Chineke no nyabere. We have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Things are happening. Oh, it's Opa Zurich. There is something about Zurich. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from?
Thank you. Thank you for picking up my call. My name is Chinanu Matthias. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And I'm from Isa Alangwa North, local government, Omomayenta, in Abia State, Biafra land.
Yes.
Okay, Director, thank you. I just want to refer you to the caller from the Senegal, here where we are. I just want to know, I want to say that that boy doesn't know who he is. And I don't think if he have been attending a meeting of the family Biafra here in Dakar, Senegal, by coming on air to make a rubbish speech of which that you are trying to put him correctly and his team went and called you a gamin. I don't even understand a kind of human being he is. And for you to allow such an entity to come on air and call a gamin in order to make unmistakable speech that no one did not appreciate from him, I'm upset. I'm really, really upset.
You don't have to be upset. You don't need to be upset.
Director, before I produce, it's going to be very, very easier for you to further the number of that caller here to our. Please, can you further the number to our PRO or to coordinator of Dakar, Senegal, so that we can reach and locate about his own location and to know who he is.
Yes, the reason why, I understand a lot, we will not do any of those, and I'll tell you why. Radio Biafra is here to educate our people on how to run a modern civilized country. Any of you could be appointed into any sensitive position tomorrow. But of course, you won't travel with escort. You know that very well. You know there'll be no escort, no police escort for you. You know, do you know that?
Sure.
No police escort. If somebody walks up to you on the street and insults you because you're a public servant, you must understand that is what goes with public service. Do you know that?
Sure.
Once you bring out yourself to serve your country, to serve the public, you receive all manner of insult and abuse from people. Do you know that Yeshua, that the Greeks called Jesus Christ, suffered insult and abuse? Do you know that John the Baptist suffered insult and abuse? Do you know what happened to the apostles? Then who are we? Never take it personal. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. It means nothing. The fact you insult somebody, does it take anything away from them? Are they in Zurich? I'm in Zurich. Where things are working. I don't want us to get fazed by what people say about you. Because if I go to Jonathan now and say, they said you stole 20 billion from the CBN, he will say put him in jail. Is that correct? Do you think that is the right thing to do? You explain and say what happened. That is what happens in civilized countries. That is how you will get electricity and water. Do you understand? Anywhere you allow freedom of people to express themselves. Why am I here today? If we say in Radio Biafra, nobody will call. You only call if you're this or that. Do you think I'll be here today? You don't know what freedom of expression does. It works magic. Once in a while, there'll be mad people. Now, you know, don't you have mad people here?
Yeah.
Even in Switzerland, they have mental homes. Even there are no. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So how about in Biafra land that Hausa men are in? Don't despair. People are bound to talk. It's normal. It's your job to prove them wrong. He said Gaiman. So my job is to prove to him that I'm not a Gaiman. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, sure.
And then after that, will anybody else call you Gaiman?
No.
They find something else to call you. politics and governance is necessary evil. Who has something to say? Please go ahead. Please go ahead.
People of Biafra around the world, I greet you now. My name is Okudeli Ezan. I'm from Ishide, from Biafra.
And your brother is here. I think somebody sent us a message from Ishida. Your brother is here.
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Well, I'm short of words, but I have to start from somewhere, especially the security of the Igbo people. And I will say Nigeria because they are in Nigeria. But we wanted to come down to where they call Biafra. Most of which I have relations that are there, that the Hausa people have killed. And I want to use this opportunity to tell people, the Igbos, just asking them, what are they still doing in the Hausa land? I know it is difficult to relocate, but start from somewhere. There are people that I know that it is difficult for them to relocate, but start from somewhere and leave that fucking place. They kill you people like foul. You know you're not acceptable. You build houses. Some people don't learn. I have a mom. My mom is not educated. But after the Civil War, he said he will never build a house. He built a house in Abakaleke. Why? Because he said there's no how. He have studied the Hausa people and find out who they are. How many Hausa people have built houses in their own side? None of them. None. You went there, you built thousands of houses there. Not even one for you to stay. Factory everywhere. You leave a Biafran land and go to another place and multiply. Ndonu. but Anna Ekwoku and Amuti here.
Of course.
Our director, this is my opportunity to come to Biafra Station. And I would like you also to be at least advising some of us that are not educated. Because they are Hausa. Sometimes we call Hausa people Malan or Zombie. Who are the Zombie?
We are
the Zombie people, not the Hausa.
Of course.
In all the positions in Nigeria, in government, they call so-called Nigeria, they are the one. Open your eyes. And the other area is, my question is, I know when this race is going on, like as you said, there are some of betrayers among us, especially the rich ones them. And although among us also, we are the cause, because those that are criminals, we still worship them. We have that in any. I'm from Ishide. We have such people there. You will see some people going there, worshipping them. Encourage other ones also to become a criminal. When you embezzle the people's money, people comes out and still worship you. You're encouraging other ones also to embezzle. When you find out that somebody embezzled money and comes around, you ignore that person. You make that person not to, like he's not existing. You understand? And secondly, I don't have much to say because I don't want to waste a lot of people's time. Like the guy, from Malaysia?
Senegal.
From Senegal. let's talk something important. And let's not all calls coming from Senegal talking about such... let me not use a word for him. Let's talk something important. Like this Suya of a thing. Some people might not understand it. They think it's a joke. For me, it's not a joke. Why is... I do read histories, something like during the United States, during the black race, what do they call them? Slavery time.
Yes,
then
they
do slavery. Kill the blacks with such a poison, such injections. They called you and they asked you to, we have a vaccine for so area, especially the blacks area.
That's how they gave them HIV.
That's how they kill. So when you hear about this, you hear something, you think it's politics. It's not politics. I believe such thing could exist. You understand? Because we learn from other people's this thing. So let's forget about this Malaysia of a thing. Please, if you call, say something important and advise your people to leave Obodo Ndi Hausa, Una Ruzina, Una Orihinu Na Onaro. I will idea and then go Uno on Kobo Kita. Makagini, Makononia open one in our was one day cana, Kaguile Bar, among Kamis Piabo.
Thank you very much, madam. He said something here. He said, rather very self-deprecatingly, in a very humble way, that we should educate them, those of them that didn't go to school. Yet you make more sense. There is one mistake we keep making. Do people think that in the new Biafra you come back and say, I have 8 PhDs? Do you know what? We'll go ask you to bring it. You bring it, then we put fire outside. With unko, firewood and bundle of them. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
If you apply for a job and you say, I have 8 degrees, you bring all the paper. You know, they decorate it at the edge. It has decoration. We'll put it in a fire and burn it. And ask you to show us what you can do. Not what you read is a real, that's meaningless. What can you do? Can he get me? You've not been to Germany before to look for work, have you? Go to Germany and tell them you have a degree. And you see what they will do to you. They will take it and fold it and put it on the floor. And they'll ask you to go and show them what you can do. It's what you can do that matters. Not what you read. In Biafra land, listen very carefully. If a palm wine tapper or kungwa makes sense and can deliver us, that person will be voted into power. A palm wine tapper, if you like, you speak English. If you like, you don't. That is nonsense. It doesn't matter. When he's speaking, be it BBO or AFIC or ANANG, whatever it is, let there be somebody interpret. Are you English?
No.
Why can't English people speak Igbo? Or Ibibio? You had an idiot telling you that he didn't see the news on BBC. Because of that, I won't believe. When I go into this religious thing now, they say I've come again. But now you can begin to understand. There is a method in our madness. The reason why we are taking you back to Chukwu Abiyama is so that you can believe in yourselves and what you can do. What all these foreign religions did is to get you to believe in them. Unless they authenticate anything, that thing is rubbish. And if you live your lives like that, you will die in penury. In penury. We can't allow that to happen to us. We are fighting for a Biafra. The freedom of the brain is more important than physical freedom. What we are doing has never been attempted in Africa before. Two people tried it and they were killed. Do you know who they are? Patrice Lumumba and Thomas Sankara. The only two people that tried what we are doing now. They were both assassinated by the CIA. Before them, a book was written by Walter Rodney. He's a black, in fact, he was in the Caribbean. And he read in America, how Europe underdeveloped Africa. They traced him to Dar es Salaam University and pumped 30 bullets in his head. 30. There is a grand conspiracy all over the world to make all of you blind that you cannot see. That is why all of us, when we grew up, we wanted to be like Andrew to check out. Who wanted to stay at home?
Nobody.
To check out. It's only when we got to England that my friend sat down one day and told me that he's ashamed of himself. I said, why? He said, look at the vagabonds. People, somebody will go and take his money and buy a piece of trouser that can sew up to 12 trousers from it. It is so big. My friend said to me, are these the people we are copying when we are small? Cutting our hair funny? I said yes, now these are the people now, our role models when we are young. He wept. The worst thing that can ever happen to you
is for somebody to tell you that you have to wait for their magnanimous words to make you feel like a human being. Any day somebody walks up to you and say, I am the first black person in my office to make tea for white people, you slap that idiot. It's a fool. The reason why Africa is poor is because black people do not learn. They're educated, yes, they can read and write. But asking them to practicalize what they have read, they can't do it. I posited a theory many years ago that there is something missing in our brain. The final link is not there. Because we lack perseverance. I asked men to come back home. Some of them came to Enugu to see me. They said, oh, but we need this, we need that. I can't stay if this doesn't happen. And I said to them, how do you start? Your fathers fought with bare hands for 3 years. Now we can compliment you all that you possess. We can defeat this army. Do you know that Nigeria has no army? We can defeat Boko Haram. Is Boko Haram in uniform? If you don't know. So you don't know that where you are today, men fought to free this place from bondage. I don't want to speak against the Holy Spirit. If not, I would have asked God in my next life, I don't want to go close to Africa. Instead, let me be a tree. At least if you cut me down, you can make furniture with me. I'll be useful. I never feel sorry for myself. That is why we do what we do. I never in my life feel sorry. Knock at my neighbor. Oh, God, how my condition is. I never feel sorry for myself. When people say I cannot do anything, I get up and I do it. To prove to you that I can do it. When somebody says to you, what do you do? You must be strong. This is the second phase. We are also telling all of you. People are complaining. They are writing to me. They want his address. They want to do this to him in Senegal. They want, I will say, no, there's no need for that. It's a waste of time. Let him be there and Biafra will come. That's the only way you can defeat them. Why do you think they want to join with us today? Kamju and Ajiju. Why do you think everybody wants to join the indigenous people of Biafra? Everybody, including Masop. Why do you think so? Because they waited for us to fall. Did we fall?
No.
They waited for us to fail. Did we fail?
No.
You see, when people try you and try you and try and you don't move, they give you what you're looking for. In history, that's how it is. Do you know how Martin Luther King won independence for black people? Sorry, human rights for black people in America? He said no. By saying no. If you're saying no to something, and the person oppressing you is seeing that what you're fighting for is just and right, after a while, they'll give it to you. Do you know that?
Yes.
Maybe you people don't know. I learned this thing in England. If you're right in England, and you keep going to court, one day you will win. They will cancel your case. They will say, oh, this is the last appeal. Your lawyer will go and find that same thing they've been arguing before and put it back. They say, okay, we'll hear the case. You keep filing until they say, this thing belongs to you. And they give it to you. That is what you are going to do here in Zurich and in the whole of Switzerland. You'll be very, very strong. You are going to witness temptations you've never seen before. Satan is going, because you know how God works. Satan, Lucifer will go to God and say, oh, if you claim these are your children and they are worshipping you in truth and honesty, give them to me for 2 weeks. Don't intervene. You don't realize what Lucifer does. And God cannot use his strength to say, okay, I'll keep protecting them. You say, okay, go and don't kill them, but do whatever you like to them. That was how it was Rick Hefell. Only 2 years in detention. Do you know how they got him? Gossip is a very bad thing. They went to him and told him, oh, can't you see? We wanted to release you. Can't you see the paper? Okay, it's Igbo people that phoned us and said we shouldn't release you. That was how he fell. He said, okay, these people I'm fighting for. He told me, of course. So these people I'm fighting for, they don't want me to come out. Despite the fact I'm fighting for them, okay, I will show them. He compromised. Ekwensuachia, I told you so. You will see temptation. It will come in form of inducement. If you say no, then hardship will come. Hardship will come. It's a time of trial and tribulation. It is to test you to see if you are worthy to be called a Biafran. If you come out on the other side, then victory is yours. Then you become qualified to be one of us. One of the 100 that will do this work. Not many. The rest will preach this gospel that you may hear it. That you may support what you are doing if you can. But in terms of the physical battle that needs to be fought, only 100 of us will do it. And the zoo will fall. The reason why it will happen this way is because when you get up in the morning, you call your family together, you praise God. You will know that without Chukwu Abiam, Biafra wouldn't come. That's what we are doing here. People are calling us all over the place. Does anybody here want to speak? Please come forward. Am I broadcasting here again tomorrow?
No.
They have taken... I need people to speak, please. Please, go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra people all over the world. I thank you. My name is Mwala Christopher from Olukwi, Anambra, local government, Biafra. Director, I thank you for your effort, for your doing to get our land back for us. We are very appreciated. And we give you all the support to continue your job.
Thank you.
And my question is, why is only people in Western world learning over about Biafra? I have called people from Nigeria and they don't know about Biafra. So I want to know why.
You want to know why people are not calling?
Yeah, I want to know why people they don't know about Biafra in Nigeria.
Who told you that?
Yeah, because I have asked many friends, my family, my brothers, whatever they be. And they never hear there is something like Biafra in Nigeria.
There is. I was at Enugu myself. Did you see the video? Or the short clip? We went out and we printed flyers and posters. The thing is that when they see us, they think we are part of Wazirike's criminal group. I'm not saying that I know. Of course, there are good people in Masop. I meet them all the time. There are good people there. We were all once Masop members. I was one myself. That was one. People hear it. But our people go to Pentecostal churches. So, they believe in miracle. Nobody believes in hard work. Just pray and God will bless you. When it comes to doing the hard work necessary to go and get Biafra, they don't want to do it. They want somebody who is a conjurer and a sorcerer. Somebody who can come and make rain to start falling. For them to hear about us, my dear brother, I have to budget 30,000 naira every week to pay Nigerian newspapers. Is that not how it's done? And they'll talk about you. After 2-3 weeks, they say, Ochiro's one has spoken. No, we don't do things that way. If they have not heard about us, maybe we have not worked hard enough. So let them wait. They'll hear about us. Okay. We continue working hard.
Okay. For example, during January this year, I was in Nigeria. I went to the Obosi to repair my car. So I want to know about these Mazor people, what they are doing there during that time. They every time go to the market and stop the market, and they are with guns and whatever, and they're fighting against army there and the securities. So. And the Masob, they are on the street asking people money. When you buy something with Okada, they will stop you and ask you to pay for the goods you buy. So where did this Masob come from?
They came from Owazurike. Let me tell you what happened. You know, there is no job in our villages. Around the home.
coupled with the, this is the generation of those fathered by Hausa Fulani men. They are now in their prime. They are looking for work to do. There is no job. And they, you know, our people, they import all these ideas from outside. You know, we are good at copying things from people. Like Ashebi. We copy everything. Before, in our land, there was nothing like Agbo. But they brought Agbo to us. Some of these kids do not have any work to do. The politicians used them and dumped them. But was Rike gathered them and gave them a franchise. Abateke. You go and steal in the name of Biafra. And we share whatever you get. If I need somebody to be kidnapped, I send you. If I need armed robbery committing somewhere, I send you. If I need to grab somebody's land, I will send you. The land where he is building Ojukwu Library, you know, where did he buy it? The answer is no. He did not. The land he appropriated from his villagers to build the boys' quarters for our veterans from Oji River. Did he buy the land? The answer is no. Come up on here, Fitriunu, anyway. Because you don't like sensible debates. You like somebody who will come and take something by force. That is those you respect. And that's why they do it. He gathered children that do not have jobs. He convinced them that with the cover of Biafra, you can steal and get away with it. And most of them have died in the process. They've been killed. But he's there as the last obstacle to Biafra. Because without Owasurike, would have had the much needed unison and focus to go and get Biafra. By striking once and getting Biafra. But now, before you convince a government that you are serious about Biafra, you have to prove that you're not Owasurike to start with. You have to also prove that you're not going to be like Owasurike in the future. And how can you prove that? I'm asking you to tell me, can you tell me that by next year, you will not turn into a criminal? How am I supposed to know? How do I know? Just tell me. He made our work very, very difficult. And that is why some of you are still here today. They want to come back to us. The good ones in Masop will take them. The good people in Masop will come back to the indigenous people of Biafra. We will embrace them. We'll take them back. They were misled. The ones that were misled by Bilie, they will come back to us. We'll take them as part of this global family. But their leadership will not come close to us. And I'll tell you what they're going to do. Do you know what they will do? They will join Hausa Fulani people. And then we'll kill them. This is Radio Biafra. Anything I tell you, mark it down somewhere. Because it happens. Do we have another person? Go ahead, please.
Good evening, brothers. My name is Umezurike Okeze from Akemun Arondizog. First of all, I want to thank you and as well as encourage you.
The sound is not, it's a bit funny. Can you come closer?
Okay, first of all, I want to thank you and encourage you for the good job you are doing. And the God will redouble your effort in this struggle. And what I have to say here is about the going on the strategy of how to get this struggle going on. So you say something like, now you are using the electronic media. And all that stuff. So, like our brother said about the awareness, it's not too much, like he said. So, what I'm suggesting is there any other strategy, like moving into the print media, and so that you can spread the word easier? And then other things like, when next times we meet again, we have a kind of forum where we have to strategize, like science or other things we have to be doing, so that we don't just meet and talk, and so that we learn something, so that in the time of need, then people will know that we are more advanced or more prepared for the struggle. So that's just my own suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And how do you know that is not happening now?
Well, that's what I just
it is
said.
It is happening now. Oh. And he's no, I don't blame you in any way, shape, or form. It's our nature. Because you are Republican people. You know what it means to be a Republican. If you don't tell me about something, I won't join you. You know that? If you don't tell me about something, I will not be part of it. If you ask me, I will say, Amami Hahane, isn't that the case? I don't know what they are doing. because you're not close and you're not there. We are doing everything possible to ensure that Biafra comes. No stone is being left unturned. We come in peace. But please, 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 every noise, everything you say, please, is coming through here. We come in peace. But at the same time, we bring hell with us. So we are prepared for everything. You want us to talk about where the boundaries will be? That is fine. I know my own preference. If this struggle for Biafra gets to the point whereby it is going to be done by negotiation, I will resign my position. Another person will take over and complete it. I would not be part of a Biafra that will come peacefully. I was born in Biafra, and I will die in Biafra. How that will happen, I do not know. I don't give a damn. I don't want a Biafra negotiated by peace. I want a Biafra forged in war. Some say, oh, they didn't see war. They didn't do this. Oh, so come on. The people from, the kids from America that went and fought the Vietnam War, the costliest war they've ever fought before, and they lost, mind you. How come they fought in Iraq? They fought in Afghanistan. They are all over the world. That is what we say where we come from. Somebody cannot be raping your mother. And as they are killing your mom, you say to them, oh, but, and the Hausa person is telling you, but remember 1967, you know? And your mother is being raped. Men talk like idiots. You can't reason properly. No honor and no shame. I want a Biafra that will come through conflict, not by negotiation. When it gets to that point of, if it's inevitable, that they want to get around the table to talk, I will resign my position. Somebody else will take over. Simple as that. If Biafra is going to come by war, then we go forward and do it. Any other means, I say no to that personally. I will support them. I will give them every support to go and do it that way. I did not come to look for Biafra of cowards. Israel, anytime, it is the trick. If you are surrounded by enemies, how your country comes out is very important. If you emerge through negotiation, you will overrun within a year or two. We are surrounded by enemies. Therefore, we need to be toughened by war. Israel fought a war in 1948. Do you know that? Before that, they blew the British out of their place. They fought a war again in the, I think, 1963 or so. They fought another one in 67. Do you know that? At the same time we are fighting, they were fighting too. And they fought another one, I think it was in 1970. Thank you. It's either 74 or 76, I'm not quite sure. And are they fighting today?
Of course.
We don't want to go to war to fight. But because we are surrounded by people that wish us harm, they want to kill us. If you get Biafra peacefully, Islam will invade you. So you have to emerge in such a way that they will be afraid of you. They will invade you. When you were growing up, if they tell you that a Hausa Fulani people will be in Eziag, will you believe it? If they tell you they will be all around Udi, they will tell you when to go to the farm and when not to go to the farm. Will you believe it? Is it happening today? And I'm an Unjurileku. Have you seen the video on their posting? Have you seen it? Do you think that you can negotiate with such a person? I will say, Manyaru. The worst thing they ever did to us is to impregnate our women. I consider that far more damaging than losing the war. Because within our Amata Mandianese, I don't know who is Hausa. I don't know who is Igbo anymore. I don't know who is who. They can be answering Onyekachi. Anybody else wants to speak, please? Please go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra, all over the world.
No. You're holding it. Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Kingsley Abaselon. I'm from Nnewi in Anambra in Biafra land. Director, I want to thank you for coming to see us, and I want to say thank you most especially to your family who you left behind, because I believe they must have been encouraging you. Otherwise, with Nnemeka and the mom, it may not be very easy.
It wouldn't have been, but they don't have any choice, do they?
Then,
go ahead.
Director, please, I want to beg you on this sensitizing and cleansing our people, because that is, like you were saying before, from my own little experience, that is where our major work lies. If we can be able to cleanse our people from this, like the guy man who spoke from Senegal, you know, it will help us a long way, because that is why people are making unnecessary arguments. So I will encourage that once in a while in the program, you remind us who we are and help to cleanse this mentality.
That's what we're doing. That's the cleansing we are doing. People don't know it. They think that in cleansing is taking gun and knife and shooting people. This is cleansing. It's a gender model. Go ahead, please. Yeah,
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Then the second thing I want to talk is, you are here now, and a lot of us are here, and we speak very good, but after the director come and go, we go home and start sleeping. The money has been shared, and nobody is saying anything, and the people are asking, what are we doing, and how are we going to get Biafra? I always tell them, you want to sleep, you will be sleeping at home, and Director Nnamdi Kanu will go and get Biafra and give you, because he's not a human being. But then, apart from that, I want to ask two questions, if it's possible to help us with. I would like us to shed more light about this assignment that UN gave us. I mean, the importance of it to us and other things related to it. And then again, I want to ask, because most times when I'm on Facebook, I see especially this person who is called Nwada Biafra. I don't know who he is, but like throughout last week, he was busy posting too much nonsense and whatever. So I want you to tell us, if it's possible, our relationship as it stands today with BLC. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You asked two questions here. The importance of the names and signatures for UN is this. We don't want anybody answering to a Biafran to be deported from any country of the world again. Even if you've committed a crime, you should serve the jail sentence where you are. The way we are going to do that is to inform the United Nations and the High Commissioner for Refugees that we are Biafran people. We have all the evidence to show that things are happening where we come from, and that these are the representatives of our people all over the world. And please, from now onwards, you will not be surprised if you hear from them, because our coordinators and all our principal officers will convert more or less to our missions abroad. If you have an office here, the Biafran flag will be flying in front of that very place, and you'll be lobbying that very government on a daily basis. It is about credibility. It's about exposure. It's about making sure that we key in into every organ of the UN that will help facilitate and speed up the process of the restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That's what we're doing it. And on my relationship with the BLC, I say it's mine because it is quite funny. BLC was constituted and founded by my late friend, Longinus Ojiako. I made him a promise, and I kept that very promise. The people that replaced Longinus Ojiako, unfortunately, we are not on the same page. Because this is Radio Biafra, we have no secret. If you ask us, if it's out in the open, we explain it to people so they understand. When we went to Enugu for our 30th of May, I called a meeting of all the commanders in Biafra land, various groups and associations, and they came. They honored that invitation. We had our meeting in Enugu. we had our meeting in Enugu, and they came. I did not know that BLC had split into two. I invited everybody I knew was part of what the group that my friend put together, Onizor Jago. One group got upset that the other group came. The other group said to them, "But you were coming here, you did not tell us." I went back to the leadership and I asked them. I said, "Why are you behaving this way? We all stayed there very calm, very, very sweet. What is wrong? Can you come so we settle it?" They said no. These are the ones now asking me for unity. They said no, they won't settle. Now listen very carefully. These are two camps within BLC having difficulties. We wanted to reconcile them. The ones at our office, you know, where they said no. I said our office because the indigenous people of Biafra paid for BLC office in Owerri. They didn't tell you that, did they? We paid for the office for 1 year, 150,000 naira. We gave them computers from our former and smartphones and gave them our FM transmitter. We had a very sensitive meeting outside the zoo. We invited them. At that very meeting, which I chaired, I made it very clear to them that we will hand over the command of the Biafran Army to BLC to keep the promise I gave to my friend. Therefore, all the Biafran Army formations under various commands will all report to BLC. I gave instructions at home that BLC should be taken to our camp somewhere to go and show them our soldiers that we have. That very work was done. They took them to where our soldiers were, showed them. That is the ones that are telling you now they'll go and tell SSS where they are. How come they don't fight us, man? I want people to understand very carefully and to understand where we went wrong. I said to them that we are going to work very hard together. We told them what to do in their office. Partition it. We are going to do this. We promised them. And we have all those equipments packed at home. We gave them an assignment to do, an assignment that will cost in the region of 300,000 naira. They came back and gave me a bill of 800,000. That notwithstanding, why won't you work with these people? If any of you have seen our videos at Enugu, BLC, EPC, which was the main group that all Jacko took to BLC, because BLC is the coalition, Eastern People's Congress. They came, they were the ones that paraded. Did you see when the girl gave me the flag? She is BLC. So they came, part of them came there, but those occupying the office, they did not tell their members that we gave them 150,000 naira to pay for their office. They did not tell their members about the computers we gave them. Where are those computers today? They didn't tell them about the smartphones we gave them and the FM transmitter we gave them, which they couldn't run and they destroyed. They asked me for money to plan 30th of May. I said, that is not a problem, but we must unite to move ahead. Please call a meeting of all these people. They did not want to call the meeting because they went to those people and collected dues and rent for the office. We paid them as well for the office. So they did not want the others to know. That is all. And I came back. And you know now, we are doing very well, isn't it? All over the world. We are growing every day. Everybody wants to be a part of the party. And I said to them, for you to be a part of this very party, I want all of you to reconcile at home. Once you reconcile, you come to us, then we move ahead. The same thing they're asking me to do now, they couldn't do with their own people. The overall commandant of BLC is working with us. Every strong region, the army of BLC that they assembled is working with us. You know, children, you know, they behave that way because with us is one strike and you're out. And once you're out, you know you're no longer going to come back in. So you start to do everything possible to wreck what we have done. But I welcome it because we are unbreakable. You said Wanda. Is it a man or a woman? So doesn't that tell you something? You don't know if it's a transvestite. Half man, half woman. Do you know? I don't know who he is or who she is. Too many. You know, that's, listen to me. This is one thing you don't know about Facebook. People go and open up 10 Facebook pages. They go and add themselves to groups. One will be answering Stephen Johnson. Stephen Johnson will ask something criticizing Radio Biafra, for instance. Another one called Victoria Simpson will come. The same person, and comment, oh, I support what the original commentator said. To give you the impression that there are many. It's one person doing all of that. That is why if you call them to an open debate, they will say no. I said to them, name the place and venue we can meet face to face. I think there was somebody videoing this. We can video it so the world can see. They ran away. They can't. They don't want to do it. It, oh, my dear Lord, of course. I suspect Yoruba, because Yoruba yap a lot. Maybe it's Yoruba. If you say house, I've given them credit. That is the problem. Anytime you hear that the indigenous people of Biafra is having a problem with somebody, that person is a rogue, guaranteed. I tell the people that Bilia is bad. Where are they today? They called a meeting yesterday in London. They canceled the meeting because nobody came. Who will go there? You accuse Radio Biafra account, Sequa account, ASIC account, account. The account is online. Have you seen it? Go online and take the account. Do you think we can lie to Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs? If you lie to them, you go to prison. You don't try that rubbish. You want that account? It's online now. Go and download it for £1 and see it. You say, I control the funds. Now we have found men we can trust. If not that Darlington Imo is a millionaire, I wouldn't have given it to him. Then you come and hold me. You must be joking. I gave it to somebody who is very, very wealthy. Very rich. He gave you a studio for life. He's not doing anything with your money. Instead, he'll put his own. He will come here to see you with his bundle. He will finance himself. He has money now. The treasurer, Igbo man, Onya Gojin in London. No, I won't do that rubbish. They want accounts, we've given it to them. They said I control accounts, we have given it to a committee. A scrutiny committee, not one person, 11 people. So what they said, oh, he is dictatorial. I said, if you steal now, we'll remove you. If we ask you, there is something called command and control. The European rep is here. I expect the Swiss national coordinator to be obedient to the European rep. National secretary should be obedient to the national coordinator, and so on. A hierarchy. You will not be there tomorrow. If you don't want what you have built to spoil, you lay a very strong foundation. So even when you are not there, that office will have the prestige that whoever is there will be respected. That's what we're doing. Not you come from somewhere gossiping like a woman selling ayaya somewhere. Without, where are the facts? Has anybody told you before that we went to Abuja to collect money from a politician? No. Did they say that we sold our country? No. What's the problem? So that means you're not traitors then. Yes? It's only our style that you have difficulties with. But you will have difficulties with because you're an Igbo man. You will. You don't like the truth. And we speak the truth. You may not like it, but we speak it. There is no question you asked me that I will not answer you. No question. I'll answer you. But if I ask them, can they answer? Have you seen the picture of Rocha Sokrocha drinking and dining with Gowon? Have you seen it before? If I have a gun, anybody dealing with Rocha Sokrocha will be killed. That is why the memory and the spirit of the dead departed from us. I told you that after the 30th of May that things will happen. Are they not happening now? Keep the faith. This is Radio Biafra. We have overrun, I'm sure. Haven't we? We have. People haven't spoken here. Make it very snappy. Others that want to speak. Even our lady hasn't spoken as well. Please go ahead. I won't take any more calls until you have spoken. Go ahead.
Good evening, Biafra, all over the world, from Switzerland. My name is Basil Omo Adeneji from Anambra State. From Umulumu, I am a local government.
Umulumu, where?
Umulumu.
There's Umulumu in Amandoba as well, isn't it?
But in Anambra State.
Nana, well, that's wonderful. Go ahead.
I am a local government, Anambra, Biafra land. Well, Director, good. Thank you very much for visiting us here in Switzerland. It's a pleasure that we all here as we turn over here today. We thank you by the big job you are doing for we all Biafrans, for those who believe and those who don't believe, because our people always like gossip. Today, 7th of July, 2014, you are here in Switzerland, in Zurich here. Many of them now at home waiting to hear and to answer. When we come home now, what do you people do with director? But the person cannot come here and ask you that question. Well, my only something I need to add for this today meeting is that there is something I supposed to say we miss that some of our executive here is supposed to do with the director. I don't know if you people do it because of tomorrow in meeting, because people say 5 o'clock to start this before every broadcasting this evening. We have to be the truth for ourselves too. And then that time we always to do, we do that time, as we say, we are living in Europe here. 5 o'clock, we have to start with direct meeting and then talk, not by air. Those things we say we don't need to hear by air. At least we're supposed to get some view of this that we can make other people that want to listen and want to hear what director said, which of our mission. So I don't have much to say because time is running for other people to say something. This is only my something to add for this today's broadcast. So there's something our people want to hear by the side, which we cannot speak by on air. So if some of our executive can get some view with you, who closer to you, then we need that we can evangelize all those things for people. Because our mainly Igbo people want to hear how much we can get for this journey. Everybody want to know how much that now, tomorrow, he will get. Because if any Igbo man throw 1 franc or 1 naira, let me call it like that, then he want to get 10 inside. And then the second thing again is that we Igbo, let me speak it because all over the world are hearing me. We Igbo, ndi Igbo kusina, dibi una ada adile. We neglect our own because our so Yoruba, they will be happy what they have. If we stand on you, this journey we can make it. If all Igbo stand on you, we can, whether true or lie, because that's how, either you throw, you gain, or you lost. But to our people, they will stay at home and I'm gossiping. I thank you for your work you are doing. Because I need to speak. Ọwụ nsogbu anyị bụ ndị Igbo a anyị nwere n'etu a na-asị ndị nọ n'Awụsa na Taba bụ na onye ahụ nwere ọnọdụ ka iwe kpochiri ntị a bụrụ na ọkpochiri nọ n'ebe onye ala ji nọ na-akụ ọ na-enweta na o nwere ife ọ na-ana azụ ebe nna ya. Nya bụ nsogbu anyị. Etu anyị na-ekwu ya kịta, onye a na-asọ m sikpa onye nwa afa ma onye apụta bịa nye aka. Bata onye Igbo nọrọ a na-elite anwa, ọ maazị maka onye na-azụ. Onye ka ndị akpọ n'afọ mmadụ because na m nwa etopụtara na nke ịkpọ afọ ụdị ya, onye Hausa chisi akịta ọ na-akpute ndị bebe welie edebe ọbụla above the law na ya bụ obodo akpọrọ Nigeria. Yotago, Obolabo de law, only Bomegalam, Aoliatinanga. Okakuna, no, Kivenja Quim, only one Nergena, Command Nerg, Nakanda Punko, Okunogo Gardner, among your governor.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Good evening, my dear brother.
Director, I'm happy to meet you today.
Thank you.
You know, I've been longing for this day to see you face to face.
Thank you.
My name is Emunja Adejo. I'm from Kogi State, Eda precisely.
Eda, thank you.
I'm from Aboka Clan.
Thank you.
You see, director, I'm very optimistic that Biafra will come.
You say?
I'm very optimistic. Because here, American did not predict the collapse of the zoo.
Yes.
Just for nothing. They mean what they said. And I think sometimes this missing girl of a thing is helping, is channeling to make that happen. You see, sometimes when we condemn the arriving of American, I'm seeing it otherwise, because maybe they are there to assist what they predicted. So I am calling on all the people that make up Biaframs to come together. And if we can help it to minimize the minorities, the little minorities in Biafra land, I think it will go far to help us. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, go ahead.
Please permit me to sit down because of my bed.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening to all Biafrans and to every Biafran hearing my voice from all the nooks and crannies of the world. I just want to say a very big good evening to our director in the person of Nnamdi Kanu. In fact, we are really privileged to have you in our midst. You are highly welcomed.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And I also want to welcome every person present here in our midst today, despite the way all your efforts have been castigated, you still made up time to be here. Please, I really appreciate every model because I've really learned a lot from him. It's not as if I'm trying to compliment him. His words have always been so educative and informative. His words enlighten. Even I've really learned a lot from the way he presents his news and speeches. He has really made so many positive impacts in so many lives, which I'm today a living testifier. I'm not trying to compliment him. In fact, he's an epitome of knowledge. You are highly welcomed once
Thank
more.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank
I you. Really want to...
Thank you.
I really want to thank you once again for your sincere and unadulterated efforts towards the quest for the restoration of Biafra. Indeed, you are very, very real. It's written all over your face. Even before I started listening to Radio Biafra, I had this doubt in me that is this not another guy man, as one of our brothers from Senegal said. Even when it was a cause that introduced my husband to Radio Biafra, and when we started, we listened for a day or two and we got discouraged. But at the time, the reason why I put more effort in listening to this, because I saw this as a relief to me in Switzerland, because I just came new in Switzerland. So each time I listen to Radio Biafra, I always feel at home. I'm just telling you, this is the truth and nothing but the truth. I also want to appreciate Nnamdi Kanu for his adoption of principle of realism in this cause. He speaks the truth without embellishment. He doesn't hide anything. I so much believe in this principle of realism. He doesn't lie. It is true. I am just telling you the fact. You are highly welcome once more. Personally, I appreciate you. Even before my husband, Austin, I so much love you and appreciate you.
Thank you.
Before I go forward, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Ogechi Obika Agbanyem. I come from Ami Ikenolo, local government of Imo State, Biafra land.
Thank you very much.
I also want to commend every listener hearing my voice and the people present here that don't just get distracted by all these traitors and hoodlums and thieves that have rendered us useless, that have damaged our whole effort of job search. I nearly got frustrated. So don't just be distracted by traitors, hoodlums, and all these rogues in Nigeria. They've rendered us useless. They've rendered us economically emancipated. I'm just telling you, it's not because of Nnamdi Kanu is here. This is just the fact. So get distracted. I also want to say this thing again. I've heard so many people say that Nnamdi Kanu is a fraudster. I am just telling you, he's not. I don't know him. I'm not related to him in any way. But this thing has gone beyond fraud. And you know, in Radio Biafra, there is a kind of division of labor. We are so many people, we are giving different assignments. I was even surprised when he was mentioning some names on air, that was last week, that we should hold these people responsible if anything goes wrong with finance. Somebody cannot just come out and allow Nnamdi Kanu to be mentioning his name on air. Nnamdi Kanu has his own office, and so many other people too have theirs too. There are so many departments created in this Radio Biafra. If he's trying to set us up, or if he's trying to be fraudulent, he can't involve so many people in this quest. This thing is no longer a one-man show. There are so many people involved in this quest. Conviction that there is nothing like fraud in this quest for Biafra. Please, I want to commend everybody. And besides, even if he decides to defraud us tomorrow, we've not even contributed anything. Each time my husband comes home, he said 20 francs and 10 francs. I said, this money is funny. How can I be pitying this man? How can we achieve this cause with 20 francs and 10 francs? It is true, I'm not working. I'm just a house frau. Okay, house frau. But I'm encouraging everybody, please, this thing is not a fraud. And to every person listening to me now, please, it is not a fraud. I'm just telling you. Once more, I still want to reaffirm and declare on behalf of my husband, I want to declare my allegiance to the sovereign state of Biafra, that as for me and my family, we will continually be for Biafra until Biafra is restored. Thank you very much.
Isem, well spoken. Our women are more serious than our men. I say that. Our women are more serious than our men. I'm going to say it. Yes, please.
Please, we are running short of time, so make your talk very, very brief so that we will not be too long here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, my wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Angela Ogweya, and I'm from Udenu local government, Enugu State, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I welcome you, all people of Biafra, especially those here in Switzerland. And I welcome the director, Nnamdi Kanu. Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you very much.
I can say that today is the happiest day in my life.
Thank you.
Director, you are highly welcome in Switzerland.
Thank you.
So, me and my husband have been quarreling about this Biafra. So, my husband has been preaching about the gospel of the Biafra for a very long time.
Thank you.
So, but today, I can say, I don't know even what I can say, but today is the happiest day of my life.
Thank you.
Today is the day I believe that all things they are saying in Radio Biafran is truth.
Thank you.
Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you, Maria Sister. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Director, you are highly welcome.
Thank you.
My name is Micah Elishuse Dozie. I'm from Ora Eri, Agwata local government.
Agwata.
Yeah. Director, I have a kind of two questions. But
right.
It seems you have answered some of my questions, but I have one concern. And my concern is about those who sabotaged the first uprising. I want, maybe if you can give us a kind of, enlighten us a little bit. I mean, I know they will try again on this one, but if there is something we must know, because me, I want to know more.
Yeah.
If there is something we must know about those who supported Nigerians because of what they are gaining from Nigeria, because I know they are still there, and I know they will try again to sabotage this one. So if there is something we must know again, please tell us. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you very much. There are some things I will not be at liberty to say on air. But what I can assure you is that they will all go on exile in one form or the other. That is the essence of the second phase of the struggle we are in right now. They have to leave. They have to go. You know, our people are a bit funny. One of our brothers said it here a while ago. They underestimate our resolve. I love it when people doubt us. They kept doubting us and we are where we are today. What we did on the 30th of May, has it ever been done before by anybody? My dear brother, they will go on exile or they'll be dead. When I speak, you write it down somewhere. They will go on exile or they'll be dead. They are the ones responsible for this. Okay, so now by energy. They are there and things are going wrong. Their daughters selling their kids. Anything about it. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All hail Biafra once again.
Biafra.
Sorry, again. It's not only about Nigerians, but extra. I mean, outside powers is also what I meant.
We can't. All we are asking them to do is that they will not come into our land. America is not, is America going to occupy Biafra land?
No.
No. They will use people from within. There's the one, you do know what it means now for America to call you a white man. To ask you to go and look for ways either to poison me or to do, you'll be very happy to do. Is a white man talking to you? Your maker, your God is talking to you. A white person. Ha! No. You will do as they say. They will not come in. They will use you. They can't come physically. They will look for some of you to give money to betray us. But because we are Igbo people from the same place that Judas comes from. Come on, Judas from one, from the same family. Just pray that you're not the one who is going to be used. To remain very strong. Because in Kiruka, what you get in Biafra is more than anything anybody can give to you. Our passports will be visa-free to most countries you are now dying to go to stay in. The same way people are begging us to join us now is how countries will beg us to come to their country.
Oh, hey, Biafra. My dear brothers and sisters, people of Biafra, I greet all of you. My director, you are highly welcome to Zurich.
Thank you.
First of all, when you come inside here, I just watch you. I tap my friend. I say, is it the director? He said, yeah. It shows me there is one film I used to watch before. It's Braveheart. You know the film called Braveheart?
Yes.
By Mel Gibson.
Yes, no. Scottish so, story about
exactly. So when the
William
when,
Wallace.
Wallace, you know, correct. correct. so when you are coming inside, I just tap my friend. I say, is it in the director? He said, yeah, it's director. So it remember me when I watched the film. There's one soldier, freedom fighter. He just tapped the other one. He said, but is that
William Wallace?
Wallace. He said, yeah, but he said. He think Wallace is 7 feet meter, you know. So, so when I see him coming, I say, oh, it's a kind of our people, you know, like you know what I mean. So my director, you are highly welcome. I thank you. My name is Chukwudi Akunehu. I'm from Njaba in Imo State, Biafra land. So all the speakers, I think I'm the last speaker tonight. So I thank everybody and I thank you.
whenever you want to go back, that Almighty Chukwuabiam will lead you home.
He said.
Okay, I hand you over. I don't want to take much of your time, please.
You've done well. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I must thank each and every one of you. I thank all of you that came here. You left your work, your families, everything you're doing, and is also a work day. But you managed to be here. So I thank each and every one of you. Do you have an announcement to make? Yeah, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you very much for that reminder. Once again, Director Nnamdi Kanu, we are pleased to have you in our midst today in Zurich. And it's been wonderful, actually. It's been very, very wonderful. And tomorrow the program continues. Tuesday, the 8th of July, we are going to be in Geneva. This time around, please, it's going to be Biafran time, 5 p.m. We're going to start the town hall meeting before the rebroker so that our people...
Very important. Yes, very, very important, yes.
So that our people will have the opportunity to interact with our leader here. I am appealing to those who are in Geneva, French-speaking part of Switzerland. Lausanne, please let all your plans be towards the direction of Geneva tomorrow. We are expecting that tomorrow will be better than today, although today is wonderful, but we want it to be,
it's been,
to be better. And once again, you see, we had too many people here. There is just 1 minute so that I have to say it. We have too many people here. When we call our meeting in Zurich, Zurich has their zone. We want their meetings to be also so attended, like today was attended by a lot of people. And all that we have been apportioned to each Biafran man and woman in Europe is that towards this second phase of our struggle, we will contribute a specific amount to be able to get what we need to process the struggle. And your coordinators will inform you people exactly what has been agreed upon. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Please, I want to use the opportunity to announce our meeting days. We have next meet on 27th Sunday at Ferrari Bar. Those live in Zurich. On 27th, being Sunday, on Ferrari Bar by 5 o'clock. Please try to be there. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I thank each and every one of you here, both those that came and had to leave for whatever reason, be it personal, be it work. I acknowledge your presence. I have come to Zurich, and I have seen what you are made up of, and I shall announce it loud and clear that I came here and that indeed there are Biafrans in Zurich. Our work is not done. The only day our work will be done is when the tricolor of the rising sun flies freely over our territory, over our land. This is not a joke. Our determination should never be questioned. My parents know me and those who are close to me. Anytime I pursue something, I always get it. Because I don't stop. Simply relentless. That is what the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world has become. Relentless in their pursuit of what rightfully belongs to them. That is why we say, as always, without hesitation, fear or favor, regardless of what our detractors say. Because eventually they will beg us for unity. They will beg to come back. We know that. They are begging. When you say no to them, they start complaining. So we see them as juvenile ranting. We expect it from them. So they will learn their lessons. In their next life, they won't be corrupt. This Biafra is a religion. That is the means through which we worship God in truth and honesty. On this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because that same Chukwu Abiama is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain each and every one of you here in Zurich and beyond, in Switzerland and the rest of the world. But more importantly, our God Chukwu Abiama will bless his own land, Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from Zurich.